Joe Hemmings, we'll have to leave it there. Behavioural psychologist, fascinating insights on that. I think you're right. A lot of it's down to just your body's ability to tolerate alcohol, or indeed tolerate the people around you drinking alcohol. Talking of tolerating people,
go on.
Jake Yap is
throwing down. Are you throwing down, Harley Burr? Are we having our first on-air beef? I've been dying to do this for like 15 months.
I don't have the energy.
No one will rise to. I've been baiting.
Listen, now you're standing in once again for John Holmes, who's still claiming to have man flu.
Yeah, it's very sad. He's seen a man doctor, and now he's got some.
He's got to see a doctor. That's a start.
Man penicillin. I don't know. He's fine.
He's fine. No, I'm not going to have any beef with you. I'll have a beef with John, because John literally comes up to my knees. You're like a proper normal human size, so I'm not taking you on.
What's your size, not shape? Well, we're going to be talking about the McDonald's advert. I don't know if you've heard about this story, but...
Well, it's basically about a little boy. He's got something in common with his dad because they both like the same thing on the McDonald's menu.
Yeah.
But that went through, that probably went through like a dozen people.
I know, at least. Yeah, so that's an interesting story. I've just seen the Guy Ritchie's King Arthur film, I think, has flopped. I'm wondering what could Guy Ritchie do next. Let's Guy Ritchie-fy some Shakespeare.
Oh, loving your work. As long as it all stars David Beckham, we're happy, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely.
Why not walk on roll? You know,
why not? Why not?
Tom Roll. Fantastic. That is what's coming up on Jake Yap's show.
There'll be other stuff too. There'll be good stuff as well. Can we have a meeting?
There'll definitely be a meeting. Yeah. And meanwhile, hello to John Holmes lying in bed. Yeah. Pretending to have man flu. No one believes you, mate. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. I'm back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
MP or not MP? That is the question.
I still think I was the best candidate.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Lately, you've been thinking about giving Just For Men a go. But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking. Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just For Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. Tough stuff. In comparison, Just For Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural-looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Paul Weller is back. With A Kind Revolution. Mojo magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. A Kind Revolution. Out now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
A very good afternoon to you. It's Jake Yap live here until 4 o'clock, sitting in for poor old John Holmes. Get well, John. We miss you, John. First of all, let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Labour's manifesto launch. Trump did share info with Russia, and find out why Emma Willis has been in hospital.
Talk Radio.
Labour has confirmed plans to scrap university tuition fees in England and nationalise key industries like the railways if they win the general election. But the Conservatives have dismissed the plans as nonsensical. Meanwhile, Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron says if he wins power, he'd bring in grants for entrepreneurs.
If you start up a business, you may well have the capital and the wherewithal to buy the kit and to begin the business. But what about paying your rent? What about feeding yourself? What about the things that we all need to kind of keep ourselves going?
President Trump has gone against the Kremlin and admitted to sharing information about potential terrorism and airline safety with the Russian foreign minister. His tweet comes after Moscow denied US media reports that he told Sergei Lavrov about Islamic State Group plans to blow up planes using laptops when they met at the Oval Office last week. The family of one of the victims of Moore's murderer, Ian Brady, fear they'll never know what happened to his body. The serial killer has died in hospital at the age of 79 without revealing where 12-year-old Keith Bennett is buried. Brendan Pittaway, a journalist who corresponded with him for years, has told Talk Radio he confessed to two further murders.
He went on that I wrote a statement, four pages of foolscap in length, to Strathclyde Police, re the murder in Glasgow and the second above Loch Long. So what he's doing within four pages of A5 paper is confessing to four further killings.
ASOS says a fire at its warehouse in Germany has damaged £6 million worth of stock. No one was hurt in last night's blaze in Berlin. And TV presenter Emma Willis has had surgery for what she's described as a horribly infected appendix. The Voice host posted a photo of herself with her surgeon on Instagram, saying she went into hospital thinking she may have had a bad case of trap wind.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It'll be windy in the southeast of England.
Muggy as well.
Yeah.
Fresher in the northwest, though.
Yeah, definitely
some rain
fresh. Open a window.
Areas.
Just open a window.
Highs are 25.
So Emma Willis, did you say?
Yeah.
She went to the hospital.
Yeah, she
with trap wind. I got to say, I had that once. And I thought I was going to pop.
Yeah, but
it was awful.
It wasn't necessarily trap wind. She had an infected appendix. She had to have surgery.
So it wasn't trap wind?
No, but she thought it was.
Oh, I see.
You should have listened.
So maybe my appendix was about to pop. Well, you know, I've got things to do. Maybe my appendix has popped. How long have I got?
I mean, how long ago did you have the trap wind?
What time is it now? 1:03. It's part of my pre-show ritual. No, I'm oversharing. Sorry. It's fine. How are you, Victoria?
I'm okay. How are you,
Any
Jake?
Trap wind? Any
no.
appendix bursts?
No, I'm healthy.
Good, good. I saw you having fun with the stuffed fish in the office. I thought that was a bad sign.
Darren Goff, the cricketer who presents on Talk Sport, he was sent it randomly yesterday.
Oh, right.
And
you stole it?
No.
Well,
his producer gave it me.
Do I have to take this to the headmistress?
Denny. I don't know what you mean.
Fine. Thanks very much, Victoria. It's lovely to be here. Will you be doing the bonus news, he said, in a coercive way?
Yes, and it's definitely animal news today. Booyah!
No. We did mineral yesterday.
Yeah, so it's
that makes
again.
It vegetable, animal, mineral.
No.
Vegetable.
Animal, vegetable, mineral news.
No, I don't think so.
You're wrong. I know how this works. You're just a fill-in, and I know how it works.
That's really nice.
Animal, vegetable, mineral.
It's been lovely to talk to you again, Victoria. Let's get the sport, shall we?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal have to beat bottom of the Premier League side Sunderland this evening to keep their dimming hopes of a top four finish alive. They're 3 points behind Manchester City, who face West Brom this evening with just two games to go. The Gunners have won 6 of their last 8 top flight matches. Boss Arsene Wenger says his players are doing everything they can with one target in mind.
Get to 75 would be 4 points more than last year. We have created a momentum again. We had a difficult period and we recovered from it, so the only chance we have to be in the top four now is to win our games.
If Arsenal drop points tonight, City will be guaranteed a top four place with a win at home to West Brom. And in the Sky Bet Championship, Fulham go to Reading this evening with their playoff semi-final level at 1 goal apiece. Finally, in the IPL this afternoon, Mumbai Indians take on Rising Pune Supergiant. The whole game's live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's an £81 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Jay Yab in for John Holmes. On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a generic cover show, and I'm your generic host.
It's a generic show.
Your favorite presenter's gone away. They're looking for a brand new post.
Good afternoon. How are you? It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes. He's still poorly. I know. Poor John. Poor John. Maybe we should go and buy him one of those cards, you know? Maybe one of them ones with the little teddy bear with the blue nose. I'll bless it. Oh. Show then, we're going to be talking about the new McDonald's advert featuring the bereaved child and asking what the hell is going on with that. We'll be talking to a brand expert. We'll be playing Follow the Leader. We'll be finding out where all of the party leaders are today. We've also got a brand new election feature for you, which I'm very excited about. And Cornelius has worked very hard. He's obviously our political editor here at Talk Radio. Hello.
Hi, hi everyone.
Hi, it's a very busy time for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you do the breakfast bulletins, you do
everything's balanced. I book 100% of the guests for the election.
All the political
sessions.
Guests.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thank you for taking the time out for the election spotlight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Homing in on one constituency. Also, we're going to be doing all over Datchet. Speaking of homing in on small areas, we'll be going to Teesside. And we just might be playing Toppling Juncture, if there's time. The Coinfall-based game. So all of that and much more to play for today. But first of all, we'd have a look at the papers and stuff because they're not fully doilified by people cutting bits out from the last, 7 hours of programming here on Talk Radio. And so we've got Kyle Carlisle here. Hi.
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 How's it going?
Good. And I'm sure everybody always says, what an awesome name, but what an awesome name.
What is it? Carl Carlisle?
Kyle Carlisle. My parents hated me.
No, man. No. They knew that those beatings would be the making of you.
Yeah, they were.
At school.
They were. They always thought I was going to be a footballer, so they thought, we've got to give him a name that has a ring to it.
Did you think about Lyle? I mean, have you got any siblings?
I do, yes. One little sister. Maria.
Carly.
Maria.
Oh.
Maria.
No, not
Carly.
Not Carly, no.
Not Belinda.
But everyone gets it confused. Everyone calls me Kylie.
Because
they see Kylie Carlisle. Literally, every time I go to the doctor's, GP, or anything, they call my name Kylie Carlisle.
A lot of people always write my name as Jake Japp.
Jake Japp.
I don't know why. Something about the J then just seeds itself.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe it's the same thing.
It's crazy.
Yeah, people.
People, tell me about it.
Anyway, Kylie Carlisle's here to review the papers for us. And what's caught your eye, or our producer's eye? That she's
what has caught my eye? You were on about coins there. I found a piece in the Mirror. So yes. I'm quite an avid coin collector.
Are you?
I am, surprisingly, yes. And the Mirror...
Is that what you work for here?
That's it. Work to save my coins. Yeah. But the Mirror have published a list of the best 50p coins that you can find.
Oh, really?
That could be worth up to $3,000.
Shut up!
Yep.
Wait, hang on.
So the top five coins that they've got at the moment. So yeah. There's the London Olympic 50p coin, yeah. Which obviously when the 2012 Olympics, there was the whole set.
Hang on.
All of them together,
yeah,
it'd be about 35 quid. But there is an original...
Wait, 35 quid?
35 quid for all the 50p coins. I think there was about 29 of them, the whole collection. So if you had the whole collection, you could sell it for about 35 quid. But they've found...
Only 35 quid, though?
Yeah. But considering they're all 50p's, I mean, you're probably, what? Spend like a tenner. 25 quid return. It's not too bad. But an aquatic
shabby
coin, which shows water passing directly over the swimmer's face, is being listed on eBay for £3,000.
What?
£3,000 for a 50p coin.
I've only
it's
got
mental.
I've got like a plain one, you know, with what's her face sitting on a lion.
Oh yeah,
it's a plain one.
Just a standard 50p coin.
Yeah,
it's there's
probably
the
49p by now, just on air.
Might be, but yeah. There's the WWF collector's edition. That can be worth up to a grand.
The WWF. What?
WF. So did the
is that wrestling?
No, the Wildlife Foundation.
Oh, that one. Right. Okay.
So if you've got one with a panda, all the different animals around the outside with the WWF panda
I've
right in the middle.
I've never seen that one.
No, I've got two of them.
Really?
And they're apparently worth up to £1,000.
Pin him down,
what?
Lunch money.
You've got two of them, yeah. And they're worth £1,000.
Well, there's certain editions. Any version of the coin's worth a lot, and the standard circulations are worth a tenner.
Oh, wow.
Still 50p to a tenner.
Yeah.
It's not too shabby.
You only need, you know, about a million of them.
And then you're sorted.
As a coin collector, would you pay that money to get the coins, or do you ever get tempted to sell your coins?
I've been very tempted to sell a few of my coins. There's the Kew Gardens one, which is worth up to about 300 quid. I had one of them, but I foolishly spent it during university when I was skint.
Oh.
Do you mean like you spent it in a vending machine?
Spent it on a pack of fags.
No,
that's a double loss, man. I used to work at the BBC sometimes, and in the office, this woman would come round every Thursday afternoon and say, anyone want any stamps? Anyone want any stamps? And I was like, who is this woman? What is that? Like, she works here, but she obviously just didn't do much work because she spent the whole time going around all these buildings. Goes, anyone want to buy any stamps? I was like, why did she do that? And she'd sell them at face value. She wasn't like making a profit or anything on the stamps.
Were they normal stamps or collector's stamps?
Normal stamps. But she was a stamp collector. And so someone explained to me that like one in every like 3,000 stamps will have a very small anomaly on it.
Mm.
Like it's like a small printing error.
Yeah.
It won't be the Queen.
Those are what, they'll do like the face of Christopher Biggins instead, right? So she would basically bulk buy stamps,
right?
Go through them to find the anomaly one, keep that, and then she'd have the surplus of stamps that she'd then sell off at cost.
All right, that's
through
decent.
The building.
Well, it's like
you should start doing that. Here, 20, anyone want to buy a 50p?
50p coin? There's a 20p coin. I think it was from 2000. And it was either 2003 or 2008 that didn't have the date on, and that was going for about $5,000 as well, purely because it like you say, it was a misprint and it didn't have the date.
Yeah.
So that was going through the roof. That
really?
Was, I think. I'm sure.
Can
I've
you
seen
imagine at the Royal Mint, like? Yeah. Right, Nigel, got the new 20p's?
Yeah.
Oh, Nigel. What have you done? Nigel, there's no date on the coin. Oh.
Scratch it in.
Ooh. I've already put some in the vending machine.
But it's incredible.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
What would you say the estimated worth of your coins is, Kylie Carlisle?
Well, I collect them with my aunt. I think we've got about... We've probably got about 60, 70 quid's worth of 50p's, £1.
Right.
So I reckon we could probably pull
billionaires.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred off them. I don't think we've got any of the real fancy ones. Although
I think he's lying.
Well, I need to double check the WWF ones, because if I've got one of the special ones, then there's $6,000 right there.
Yeah, really? Stone Cold Steve Austin, one of those ones.
I got a 20p piece here that's part of the England badge. Is that
the coat of arms?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, if... All of the coins, how many coins are there? Six? I don't know. One, two.
If it's just got the lion's bum on it, it's worth 20 quid.
If you have the whole coat of arms in mint condition, then it's still they're still worth about 30 quid.
Really?
30, 40 quid, yeah.
Wow.
That
means this is a fiver.
See, I'm
got to have the whole collection.
I'm all about the virtual coins.
The bitcoins and all that.
Yeah.
Bitcoins.
And the altcoins and Ethereum. That's the future, man.
That is
my genuine hot tip for you. Obviously, I can't be held accountable for any losses. But Ethereum, man.
Yeah. Well, actually, onto your stamps, I remember reading a story. I don't know whether it was last year or not, but they were saying that investing in stamps was better than investing in property or gold because stamps are always going to increase in value.
Well, and also because you don't have to have, like, a £30,000 deposit
to
buy a stamp.
That is true. Well, my uncle's dad, I saw him the other week, and he has... books. He has literally thousands of stamps, and he was showing me them. They are some incredible collections.
Yeah,
out there.
Has he got any rude ones?
I'm sure he has, but I didn't see any.
I like the idea of that. It's reminding me of a Viz article that I absolutely can't talk about. It's heartbreaking. Banknotes issued by mistake with a picture of the Queen. Wow. Pulling a funny face.
Yeah,
good. Let's squeeze one more story in before we get the traffic and travel.
One more story. So John knows I'm quite the UFO theorist.
Who is? Sorry,
John. John Holmes. He loves when I come on and talk about UFOs. Yeah. And I've found another.
I think the reason he's off is because he got probed.
That's it.
By aliens.
We're hitting the groundbreaking stuff, and that's it. They've had to stop him.
Yeah.
This story comes from the Daily Express. Yeah. It's all about aliens interfering with the Vietnam War. So many Vietnam War veterans have come forward since the fighting ended in 1975, claiming to have spotted UFOs during battle. So the most reputable claimer is Captain George Filer III, who worked for U.S. Secret Service in Vietnam, who says that the UFOs were interacting with the U.S.'s jets. He claimed that one of our planes flew at about 500 knots, and suddenly a UFO appeared, circled the aircraft several times before it flew off at three times the speed of our Air Force jets. It is a technology that is far superior to ours. And then since his retirement from the military, he dedicated his life to extraterrestrial activity and ran the website National UFO Center. But he's not the only person. It comes from, you know, decorated war veterans that have said that they had issues with UFOs interfering with the fight, and that they were taking them as enemy helicopters, but right. In actual fact, he says that they were aiding the US. So whether or not this is a US propaganda story.
Well, that was the origin, the whole thing of Foo Fighters, isn't it? That that was strange, unaccounted for lights and stuff that bombers would see during the Second World War.
Yeah.
American fighters, when they were flying over, they'd see these unexplained lights and stuff. And there was faux fighters, as in false fighter.
Right, oh, I didn't realise that, no.
But that became Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Do you know that? No, I know in Biggin Hill, which is fairly near where I live.
Yes,
they used to,
there's an airport there. Well, there is, but
further down, further towards me.
Oh, right, down your way, I know it.
They used to put lights just in the woods there to make it look like the airport, to make it look like the runway. And that's why there's loads of bomb craters there and stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty clever.
Misdirection.
And I think some of the lights might still be there. I can't remember though.
Juiced clever. Good. We'll have more coin chats with Kylie Carlisle after we catch up with the latest traffic and travel.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
As the nation gets ready to go to the polls, don't miss Talk Radio's dedicated election 2017 coverage.
Join the conversation party
on your election station, Talk Radio.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just for Men, and you're wondering, how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than halftime. So in those 15 minutes, you could use Just for Men. Hit the loo, grab a pint, refill the crisps, order a curry, and still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just for Men. Officially faster than halftime. Find it in the men's aisle.
Now at TradePoint, 10% off all Leyland Trade 10 and 12 litre paint. See in store for even more deals at our decor rated event. Trade only. TradePoint!
Driving has a new sound. Calm, quiet, yet exhilarating. It's driven by a new kind of energy, and it instills a new kind of feeling. But don't take our word for it. Discover the BMW i3 at the BMW i Electric Experience from the 19th to the 21st of May at your nearest BMW centre. Search BMW i3.
You know your Baroque from your rock, from your contemporary jazz, from your German underground progressive minimal techno.
But do you know your pension options? PensionWise is a service set up by the government to provide free, impartial guidance about your pension pot. If you're over 50, call 0800 138 1888 to book your free telephone or face-to-face appointment. PensionWise. Get to know your options.
Paul Weller is back with a kind revolution.
Mojo Magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. Paul Weller, A Kind Revolution, out now.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Traffic in Carnforth is queuing. The A6 is currently closed both ways near to the Pine Lakes roundabout because of an accident. An accident on the clockwise M60 is causing delays as you move between 16 for Pendlebury and 17 for Prestwich. Two lanes are closed. A World War II bomb was discovered in the Aston area of Birmingham yesterday. The slips on both sides of the M6 at Junction 6 are closed. The Aston Expressway is closed in and out of the city, and the Lichfield Road through Aston is also closed. And through Bournemouth, the A34 Christchurch Road is still closed west at the St Swithin's roundabout because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix to the car like a hero shop.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. 100% hard talk.
Jake Yap in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Jake Yap in for John Holmes. He's not very well today. Oh, you know, that's what he says. We'll be finding out, just coincidentally what else is going on in his hometown a little bit later on. In the meantime, it's business as usual. We've got Kyle Carlisle here reviewing the papers for us. But it turns out he's also a bit of a coin expert. And Michelle has got in touch on Twitter. And she says, are my 50p coins worth anything? And she's got three. One is one of those ones that's like sort of just got words on it for people who aren't really inspired. So it's like pence, noun, plural of penny. Hum, 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 hum. It's like the lowest common denominator of graphic design, if you ask me. There's another one that shows like a soldier carrying another soldier, I think. And another one of... Is that Sydney Opera House or... No, what is that? That's like a book. Flipped through of the British Library?
Yes, I believe right. So, yeah.
Okay, 1850 to 2000. Are they... Hang on a minute. Michelle, I'm just looking at the background. of what you've taken this photo of these 50p's on. And it's a questionnaire that says, have you ever been involved in espionage? Hang on a second! What is going on? Michelle, what are you doing? So are they worth anything, Kyle?
There's a list of the top 54 coins. Right. The British Library's ranked 49th. The 50 pence with the words on is ranked 47th, and the soldier carrying the other soldier is ranked 53rd.
Right, so they're around the top 50.
Yeah, they're around the top 50, and usually the coins can usually achieve a premium of about 10 to 12 times the face value. So she could probably get maybe 5-6 quid for it.
So it's like maybe
on like 10-12. Yeah, so yeah, it is.
Oh, you know, that's a meal out if you like kebabs. congratulations, Michelle. And have you been involved in espionage? I'd like to know. What else have you got then in the papers for us, Carl?
I have a story from the Daily Mail regarding Earth 2.0. Researchers have embarked on the first steps to explore the potential climate of the exoplanet dubbed Earth 2.0, also known as Proxima B. Which was discovered in August last year. It was orbiting our closest neighbouring star, Proxima Centauri.
Yeah. And it was narrated by David Attenborough, wasn't it? Planet Earth
Wouldn't
2?
Surprise
is that
me.
What? Okay.
So Proxima B's 4.2 light years away from Earth, which is 25 trillion miles.
It's a bit touristy nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. You've got to travel a bit further now. Early studies suggested that the planet was in the habitable zone of planet Centauri, which is the region where Earth-like atmosphere and suitable structure can provide life.
This is the Goldilocks planet thing, isn't it? Not too hot, not too cold, not too far away.
Yeah, that's it. It's just right.
And not too many bears.
Not too many bears, no. But researchers from the University of Exeter have undergone the research to explore the potential climate of the planet.
It's made of 90% porridge.
90% porridge with a bit of straw.
Oh, yeah.
For the house,
yeah. Okay.
So they've simulated the climate using the Met Office's unified model, which has been used to study the Earth's climate for several decades.
Yeah. And it's all lies! There's no global warming! That was just
but it seems to have a similar atmospheric composition to our own Earth.
Wow.
So it's the results are showing that it has the potential to be habitable, and it could already habitate some alien life.
Hang on one second. Bilderberg Group, prepare the rockets! You might want some entertainment on board, in which case I recommend your premier speech station. Okay. Wow, that's exciting.
It's incredible.
I'm guessing, so it's 4 light years away.
4.2 light years away, yeah.
Which is an unfeasibly far away distance. Because that's the thing, you sort of think, well, maybe if they could do it like half light speed. But even like half light speed is like an unbelievable speed, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take us a while to get there. I mean, we've not even managed to get to Mars yet. Although they are talking about possibly mining the moon to find fuel so we can actually get a rocket to Mars.
Elon Musk has said, I think that next year he's going to start sending rockets with supplies to Mars.
Yeah, they're trying to start a base.
Yeah.
So that when they do eventually send
who's going to be there to pick them up, though?
Who's going to sign for him? Yeah, they'll have to deliver him to Venus. A parcel was left for you in Venus.
Imagine.
Yeah, go up the depot on Uranus. Good. Yeah, etc. Well, that's an inspiring story. That's
quite exciting. It is. And it's
nice that we can find a new planet to trash.
Yeah, I get all giddy about it because it is within the next sort of 10-20 years we will be inhabiting other planets.
Cornelius, you hate space stories. Is that
I do because I don't think this will happen.
No. Nah. Well, why don't you think it will happen? We landed on the moon in the 60s.
Now. Yeah, 60s.
By now.
How long ago was that? 67 years ago? Something like that. 57 years ago. Probably, if it was in 1960.
Yep.
And it still hasn't happened.
The moon landings?
Yeah.
That was 69, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's ages ago. Honestly, space is such... Oh, it's too far. As well, it's too far away to be invested in it.
Okay.
I honestly just don't think it will... Let's concentrate on Earth. Let's sort out bloody planet Earth.
Like what? Like Whitstable? Like what is it for you? Yeah. What's the thing?
Just let's sort it out before we go bloody Mars.
Okay,
mate. 4 and 8. Yeah.
Agree with you there, but come on. It's space. Got to explore space.
Okay.
What about when we ruin this planet? We need to find somewhere else to go.
Oh, well, we deserve it. Yeah.
Cornelius there saying, no, sir, to NASA. That worked very well. Let's squeeze one more out, shall we, Kyle, while you're here? Have you got one more story?
I don't is that all actually of them? Know. That is all of them.
That's fine. You rinsed it very well. Mm. Very well indeed.
Thank you.
I get a bit giddy about Elon Musk. I think he's very exciting. He's very exciting. Have you seen the new sledge thing he's made?
Yes, yeah, visionary.
It's mad, isn't
it? It's ridiculous.
So it's an underground... The idea is that to cut travel time across LA, he's going to build this massive tunnel under it. And the idea is you drive into it, you drive your car onto a sledge that then gets pulled along at like 700 miles an hour, taking so that a 45-minute trip takes 5 minutes or something. It's insane. And brilliant.
He's got an untrustworthy
face. There'll still be traffic though.
He's got an untrustworthy face. I think he looks like you. I think he looks like you.
No, he looks like Stuart Lee if he was happy.
That's
unimaginable.
How has he ended up with Amber Heard?
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah, how has the billionaire Elon Musk...
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah. But, come on, it's not like she's short of a few, Bob.
No. I don't really know who she is, but she's, you know, there are other MPs available. Well, that's Amber Rudd. Right. Kyle, thanks so much.
No, thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much, Kyle Carlisle. We've got... I'm going to talk about... I've got some fresh ideas for Shakespeare that we'll talk about after we've caught up with the latest news headlines. Is that enough time for you, Victoria? Okay. With Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn is promising to nationalise England's water companies and expand free childcare if he becomes Prime Minister. He's made a speech in Bradford to announce the party's general election manifesto.
We're ruling out rises in VAT and national insurance and on income tax for all but 5% of the highest earners.
When it comes to Brexit, Labour government would not accept leaving the EU without a new trade deal. Auto UK says the plans for its sector don't do justice to the £130 billion worth of investment since it was privatised. Elsewhere, the US president has contradicted the Kremlin and admitted to sharing information about potential terrorism and airline safety with Russia's foreign minister. Moscow had denied US media reports that he'd shared info, but Donald Trump has tweeted he did and has the absolute right to. The lawyer representing the family of one of Ian Brady's victims say they fear the opportunity to find his body has been lost forever. The Moors murderer died in hospital yesterday at the age of 79 without revealing where 12-year-old Keith Bennett is buried. A security firm claims there's strong evidence a North Korea-linked group was behind Friday's global cyber attack. South Korean antivirus firm Hori says the code used shares many similarities with previous hacks attributed to hackers called Lazarus. And Zac Efron is to play notorious serial killer Ted Bundy in a new film. The biopic, called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile, will be told from the point of view of Bundy's longtime girlfriend. He confessed to 30 murders across seven states of the US in the 70s. The weather muggy for London in the southeast, fresher in the northwest. Some rain across the Midlands. Highs of 25 degrees is more in half an hour.
To be fair, London's always like muggy, isn't it? Because muggy.
Yeah, but I don't do muggings in the weather forecast normally.
The mugging forecast?
That's just the news, isn't it?
You okay, love?
Yeah. Are you?
Suddenly seem quite down.
Fine.
A bit worried. Okay. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
And are you looking forward to doing vegetable?
It's not funny. You've got this
okay,
the wrong way around.
With Cornelius.
It's what was it yesterday?
Mineral.
Animal.
You always say that.
No
what
mineral,
it was. So it's animal today.
I wasn't lying to you, Jake. There.
You go animal, vegetable, mineral.
Correct.
Yeah.
You even did this show for 2 weeks,
animal,
and that
mineral,
was the
vegetable.
That's
animal,
what we did.
Animal, vegetable, animal,
animal, vegetable, mineral.
Animal, vegetable, and mineral.
Is that the way you go?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Look, you know, I'm not.
I would have thought you'd be putting animals first.
I'd
as
like
a
to
vegan.
Think. I'd like to think I'm a big enough guy that I can apologise if I was wrong, and I was wrong, and I apologise.
Thank you, Jake.
That's all right. Bum faced! I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Do you know
I'm totally
sometimes
kidding.
You need to think before you speak.
I know. I'm so sorry. I've been hanging around with my
you
child.
You really don't look
I've been hanging
sorry.
Around with my child for too long. I'm quite embarrassed now. I'm actually blushing.
You're
very
smiling
sorry.
Victoria, you find
no, because I'm
not.
It's nervous chatter laughter, you know, like a chimp. Mm. You know all those adverts with they're all laughing. They're not laughing. That's a fear response.
Right.
No,
I feel
they
terrible
put,
now.
They've put peanut butter in their mouth, haven't they?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, to make the animals speak. That's how they do it.
I think they do that with Hugh Edwards as well. Victoria, I'm sorry. I love you. I can change. Please come back.
Contractually
many
obliged
thanks.
To do so.
Many thanks.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In about 10 minutes' time, we're going to be finding out what the hell is going on with that McDonald's advert. Did you hear about that? It's sort of portraying a child who has lost their father and finding out that they had some commonality in their proclivities for Filet-O-Fish. Even on paper, doesn't necessarily sound too good, does it? Anyway, there have been lots of complaints. We're going to be finding out what's going on with that with a brand expert. In the meantime, this story caught my eye in the paper. This is in the Eye today. Excalibur loses its magic as Guy Ritchie's King Arthur flops. Apparently, it's the first major box office flop of the summer in the US. Cass says it's awesome. So a flop. The reimagining of the Excalibur myth opened with a measly weekend take of $14.7 million. I mean, that sounds quite good to me. That's a lot of money to me, and that's a lot of those special 50p's that Carl was talking about earlier. But then again, they spent $175 million on it. And I was thinking, well, whither next for Guy Ritchie, right? So, you know, King Arthur, that's a classic sort of part of the canon of English literature. And I was thinking, well, what else is part of that canon? Of course, my first thought was Shakespeare. William Shakespeare, who wrote all of those plays and that, who I don't really care for very much. And I thought, what if we were to Guy Ritchie-fy Shakespeare? Like, you know, I'm sure you could sort of lock stock up a bit of Shakespeare stuff. So if you've got any suggestions, I just think this could be a way forward for Guy Ritchie. 87222.
Start your message with a word, talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'd make the point that text messages cost 25p plus a standard network rate. You can ring us up too if you like, 0344 499 1000. That will be charged your normal network rate. Are you a bit of a Guy Ritchie fan? Do you like the Guy Ritchie business?
No. Sorry to end that conversation there. But
Cass likes Guy Ritchie. Cass, are you a bit of a Guy Ritchie fanboy? And I use the word fanboy quite deliberately, as I think his principal appeal is to sort of adolescent boys.
Not specifically Guy Ritchie, but I've liked 90% of his work.
Yeah? What was the 10% you didn't like?
Wasn't that one he did with Madonna?
That was a child, I think.
I'm sure there was one he did with Madonna.
Yeah,
awful.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Actually, I think you're right. I don't know what it was. Good.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, Google it. Many thanks, Cass. Could we Guy Ritchie-fy some Shakespeare? We've had some in already. Thanks very much indeed. Amazing. Pete on Twitter has suggested Troyoyoyas and Cressida. Thank you very much for that. Daryl has the Up For It Babes of Windsor. Dr. Matt Pickover says Dickie 3, the Hunchback of Old London Town. We've got a quote, classic quote from Greg. Can everybody just stop stabbing me in the back? Adam suggests Romeo and Mijuli. Pete goes on, much ado about nothing. What? And this one, the Tempest Munch. I don't get that one, but it sounds good. Adam, the plumber. Need a plumber? Try Adam. Adam the plumber, A Midsummer's Night Stack Up. Ian suggests Twelfth Night on the Lash. Legend! Rachel suggests Two Hipsters of Shoreditch. These are great, man. Keep these coming. These are amazing. Can I say... I don't know if I can say Gems on. Surely I can.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Well, if it sounds weird, it's because we've had to dump it. It's a reference to a backside, right? Sounds like... Haas avocados. You know Haas avocado? Right, tight arse Andronicus. John says King Lear, as in L-E-E-R. Also, Jem suggests, to be or not to be. Just make your mind up, yeah? These are great. I love these. I Am Sammy Panther says, Lock, Stock and Two Gentlemen of Verona. Very good. Also, on a bit of an EastEnders tip, I think, there with Anthony and Cleo. Pat! And also, As You Know You Like It. Had a second Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Gentlemen of Verona, so thank you very much for that. Keep them coming, man. It's amazing. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thanks very much. Coming up after the break, then, we're going to be talking about the McDonald's advert. Let's catch up with the latest traffic and travel coming up.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Now at TradePoint, 10% off all Leyland Trade 10 and 12 litre paint. See in store for even more deals at our decor rated event. Trade only. TradePoint!
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
As a business looking to hire, where do you look for greatness? Just because you've no time, should you have to settle for the best of a limited choice? With more candidates looking for their next job than any other job site, Indeed.com is where your search for greatness begins and ends. Post your job on the UK's number one job site and start your search for greatness today on Indeed.com. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com, according to Comscore.
Roll up, ladies and gentlemen. Come and spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels a bit like this each month,
you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Our low monthly fixed price plans come with a no price rise guarantee for the entire length of your plan, so you always know exactly where you stand. Say goodbye to the wheel of uncertainty. Visit TalkTalk.co.uk today. TalkTalk, for everyone. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic in Carnforth is queuing. The A6 is currently closed both ways near to the Pine Lakes roundabout because of an accident. An accident on the clockwise M60 is causing delays as you move between 16 for Pendlebury and 17 for Prestwich. Two lanes are closed. A World War II bomb was discovered in the Aston area of Birmingham yesterday. The slips on both sides of the M6 at Junction 6 are closed. The Aston Expressway is closed in and out of the city, and the Lichfield Road through Aston is also closed. And through Bournemouth, the A34 Christchurch Road is still closed west at the St Swithin's roundabout because of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What the hell is going on?
This is a question that we like to ask here on Talk Radio. And today we're asking about this McDonald's advert. McDonald's has apologised for upset caused by a TV advert that charity campaigners have said exploits childhood bereavement.
What the hell's going on?
The latest British advert for McDonald's features a boy who struggles to find something in common with his dead father until it's revealed that they share the same favourite menu item. Oh, that makes it okay then. A McDonald's spokesman said, this was by no means an intention of ours. We wanted to highlight the role McDonald's has played in our customers' everyday lives, both in good and difficult times.
What the hell is going on?
I always think it's a great place for a wake. No, you get to go around the kitchens and then you get a colouring book and a black felt tip. Anyway, the campaign's due to run for 7 weeks and apparently, it's all about the filet of fish. Joining us on the line to talk about it is Jonathan Gabay. He's the author of Brand Psychology. Hi there, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, yeah, very well, thanks. What do you make of this ad? Did it surprise you?
I think it's awful, to be honest with you.
Really?
I mean, in fact, what you just said there, in terms of the lead-up, And you say that McDonald's said that they're there in good and bad times. Mm. Of goodness sake. It's a Big Mac and some chips. It's not there in good and bad times. Oh, mind you, I suppose they do the birthday parties, which are okay. And I suppose those are good times.
Yeah.
But really, are they honestly, are they so conceited that they actually feel that McDonald's is now, that the way that society has become, that McDonald's is now the equivalent of, I don't know, a church or something, or a village church or something, where everyone all meets and congregates and goes through the good and the bad times. It's a McDonald's.
I'm loving your passion right now.
Pardon?
I'm loving your passion. I'm loving it.
You know,
that's
a
familiar phrase,
isn't it?
Yeah. I think you're right. I mean, I guess it's one of those things, isn't it, that if you work for McDonald's, if you inhabit that world all the time, and it does become like a major part of your life, and do you think
that
maybe
you work there?
Right, but I guess what I'm saying is, have people just slightly lost sight of the fact that it isn't the same for other people? You know, it is just a place where you go and get a beef patty in a bun.
Yes, it's a place where you get a beef patty in a bun, not where you go to think, I will always, if you lost your father or whatever, your mother, whoever it might be, and, you know, your poor kid and all the rest of it,
yeah.
You think, oh, you know what, subconsciously you think, oh, I must keep going to McDonald's because if I order a Filet-O-Fish, that will connect me to my father.
Mm.
I mean, honestly, you couldn't write a more ridiculous sketch. If you tried,
I think you're right. And when you put it in that way, you do suddenly see that actually this is not a funny thing. Like this is pretty awful.
Because we did try writing that sketch this morning.
No, we didn't. no, but it's true. I mean, to get onto a sort of a bigger theme. Well, I guess like I quite like their campaign. Like there was a previous advert that they did that I thought was quite nice, where you had like there was sort of two generations. So there was an old guy and he ordered a burger and some fries or something, and a younger guy sitting at another table, and they both did the same thing of tipping their fries into their burger carton or something. And they sort of looked at each other with this little acknowledgement, and it was quite a nice unifying thing.
Absolutely, and that's basically reflecting idiosyncrasies that we all share and stuff that we find in common, and, you know, fine. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, one commercial that you just described is about how, you know, it's funny that, you know, we dunk our chips in the same kind of way and stuff like that. And the other one is that I've just lost my father, but thank heavens that I can order a Filet-O-Fish to remind me of him.
Yeah, yeah. Is this, to bring it onto a sort of a broader point, and I'm thinking about sort of the effect of social media and social networking and stuff. We've effectively, we've been by ourselves kind of commodifying our own emotions.
Yes,
in
absolutely.
A way, for some time, haven't we? And in a way, is it surprising that this has happened, given that, you know, people are advertising, putting adverts right next to us, talking about deeply intimate things online all the time?
Absolutely. Now, this is it. I'm not party in any way to being part of their conversation on how they came up with this particular campaign, but from my experience of having worked with a lot of advertising agencies and big brands and all the rest of it, I have a pretty good guess on why they did what they did. Because the big word at the moment in branding and advertising is the A word, which is authenticity.
Right.
And brands are bending over themselves in order to show that they understand authenticity, that they're the real choice. I was going to say the real thing, but that's obviously Coca-Cola, but whatever.
One, yeah.
But they are the real choice and stuff like that, that they're genuine and all this sort of idea.
Mm.
But, you know, I think that there is a kind of a backlash against this, where people, as you just said, you know, all this authenticity saying that, you know, you drive a car because it's going to keep you in touch with reality or whatever nonsense they're going to come up with. I think people, there's going to be a backlash against it and say, stop commoditizing me, because that's how I feel. I feel processed.
Yeah. And this one isn't very authentic anyway, because no one likes a fillet of fish.
Actually, I've got to admit to you that me too. I've never liked the fillet of fish.
Yeah. I love the fillet of fish.
I've never seen anyone order. You can't. You're a vegan.
I used to. I remember it from my childhood.
I've never seen anyone order one.
So good.
I did about 20 years ago.
Can you pair cheese with fish? They said it couldn't be done. They did it! Alchemy!
No, well, that is progress.
Exactly. And very authentic. Is this something that we're going to see happening increasingly?
Yes, in terms of, I just said that in terms of the brands trying to show you that they are authentic, that they will get you to feel, in, you know, to get in touch with your emotions by drinking cider or whatever it is that they're going to say, that by doing this, by buying this product or service or whatever it is, you are going to get, you're going to own your destiny, you're going to control your fate, you are going to get in touch with your emotions, and above all, you're going to be able to taste what you just said, cheese with fish.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that? Are we getting more savvy to that, though? I mean, in a way, you know, it's quite pleasing that there were complaints, right?
Yeah. No, as I said, I think there is a backlash. I think there will be a growing backlash. I think that this commoditization of authenticity is a lot of nonsense, because it's not been intelligently thought through. You can be authentic. There's loads of ways you can be authentic. Here's one way that we could start. Mm. Tell them that you're selling them a piece of fish in a bun. Now, I know that that's obviously a bit too crude, but we've tarted up a little bit here and there. We're going to make it a very delicious fillet of fish, and it's going to fill you up, and it's going to be good for you because it's better than meat. I don't know whatever it is that they're going to come up with, but, you know, you don't equate it to, you know, you've just had the greatest loss you'll probably have in your life, or one of them, in terms of, you know, one of your parents had died and you were a very young kid or whatever it might be, and you're equating, you know, a fillet of fish with the memory of your lost father. I mean, it's an interesting psychotherapy kind of existential question there going on, but in the end of the day, it's a piece of fish in a bun.
Yeah. Are you surprised it got through? I mean, and no one sort of said, you know what, you might have some
problems. No, nothing surprises me anymore, because I think that the people who are working at these big brands, they are so process-driven by social media and all the rest of it. In this case, of course, this was before the backlash happened, okay? But they're looking at, they're going by numbers, big data, and they're not thinking about common sense. And it's time that they started. In fact, I would for nothing give my services for a week to any brand who wants to kind of think about how can we actually go beyond big data and number crunching and actually think about what we're selling in terms of we're selling it to people, not to commodities.
I think Talk Radio would take you up on that offer. It's been really great to talk to you, and thank you for giving such impassioned thoughts on that McDonald's advert. Really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Thanks a lot. That was Jonathan Gabay, author of Brand Psychology. Well, Cornelius.
Yeah, was good, weren't he?
He was great.
Yeah.
He was on fire. Love that passion. You know what? We should monetize that. anyway, he was great. We've been asking for your Guy Ritchie Shakespeare suggestions. Apparently King Arthur's not doing so well at the box office, so we're thinking what other great British classics could he move on to? Catherine on Twitter suggested Mackie B. Nice tie-in. The Scottish play. Cozy Tempo says, is this a blade which I see before me? Catherine suggests As You like it. And I Am Sammy Panther says don't give Guy Ritchie any ideas. Remember, Disney just gave him the chair for the Aladdin live action film. Anything could happen. I didn't know that.
No, neither did I.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. And Dan suggests, thanks for this, Dan, a slat by any other name is called a lamping treacle. It's Vinnie Jones giving his King Lear. what else have we got? I can't remember. Fuffin says, all's well that endeth well. As in EastEnders. about half an hour ago, Michelle sent us a picture of her 50p coins.
Mm.
And that was very exciting. Saying, are they worth anything? And it turned out that she'd taken them... there was a form that she'd laid the coins on to take the photo.
Yes.
Which is a questionnaire asking, are you involved in espionage? And she says, no. No, it's just a security form.
Saying that her Twitter account has now disappeared. Weird. And we can't track her down.
Very weird. But the last thing she posted says it's a security form and it also asks about terrorism, sabotage and if I've ever tried to overthrow Parliament. I'm too boring for all that. That's what they say, man. I saw that. Yeah, go on.
It's odd that they have that form, that question of have you ever tried to overthrow Parliament?
Yeah.
Because surely there's a list of that somewhere.
Yeah.
Many people have tried to do that.
Do you promise?
It's basically just a piece of paper with Guy Fawkes' name on.
Well, I like the idea. Yeah, it's sort of, you know, you've signed this legal document saying, you know, I will not bomb anyone. So what happens then if they do bomb someone? It's like, well, at least we can sue them. It's like, what good's that going to do you? Crying out loud. I mean, honestly. Fuffin says, hey, you're on again. Are you here all week? No. Unless that stuff I keep slipping into
poison,
John's omelets is... But I saw that Spy School thing. Did you see that show? It was on Channel 4. You would have loved it, Cornelius, I think.
Spy School?
Yeah, where they're teaching people how to become spies.
No, but I have been to a spy school.
Have you?
Yeah, I may have spoken about this before on the show.
You may well.
But it's one of those sort of red letter day presents.
Okay.
Was a spy school that my mum got me and my brother when we were far too old for it.
So we got it back.
I think I was 17 or something. We get there and it's a bunch of 12-year-olds.
When you've finished writing your letters in lemon juice, bring it to me and I'll iron it because it's very hot.
It was at a scout camp.
Oh, dude. You were the awkward one at the back. That was like me and my tap dancing lessons when I was 15. 15. Crushing 7-year-old girls underfoot. Who are all much better at it than me. Tori Longdon is here. She's going to be doing the music review coming up after the news.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Your election station.
The tension, the turnout, the tears.
Join the conversation party.
Talk Radio.
Mark's winning sweet potato fritters.
Me and Dad have always watched the footy together, usually with a bag of chips. But today, I'm bringing on a substitute. Something a little less chip-like. Sweet potato and carrot fritters with a tzatziki dip. Dad reckons they're pretty good. Oh, unlike our lot.
Find Mark's winning sweet potato fritters recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
My dad's workplace is better than your dad's. He's got a spinny chair.
Well, my dad's workplace has DAB Plus radio with Bluetooth, adaptive cruise control, park assist, and he can use his apps through his dashboard display. Ugh, you win.
The Volkswagen Caddy. Upgrade your workplace. Now with up to £1,250 off when you test drive and buy a new Caddy before the end of June. Our dedicated experts are always on hand to help find the right van for your business. Search Caddy to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. Participating van centres only. Offer applies to retail and small business customers purchasing 1 to 5 eligible vehicles ordered by 30th of June and registered by 30th September 2017. Subject to availability. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's an £81 million jackpot and 2 guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Paul Weller is back with A Kind Revolution. Mojo magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. Paul Weller, A Kind Revolution, out now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It's Jake Abbott in for John Holmes today. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines at 2 o'clock with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Labour want to tax the rich. Police Fed chair says Moore's murderer should be left out for bin men. And a fire at ASOS.
Talk Radio.
Labour's promising to bring England's water supply, railways and the Royal Mail under government control if it wins the general election. Jeremy Corbyn has revealed pledges costing £48 billion in his manifesto, paid for by increasing taxes for businesses and high earners. Chief Secretary to the Treasury, David Gawk, says the tax rises Labour's got planned would end up driving away investment.
That will have an impact on living standards. It will hit our productivity. It will have long-term effects and short-term effects, and it will make the UK a weaker economy. And the people who pay the price for that are ordinary working families. It's not the rich who will be hurt most by that.
Donald Trump is defending sharing information with Russian officials about terrorism. He's been criticised, including by fellow Republicans, after reports he revealed highly classified information about a planned Islamic State group operation. The US president has tweeted to say he has the absolute right to talk about the matters. The chair of Greater Manchester's Police Federation says Ian Brady's body should be left out for the bin men. Chief Inspector Ian Hansen says he grew up in the part of Manchester where Brady committed his crimes, and decent families felt the impact. He says children couldn't even play in the street at the time unless their mum could see them from the window. Chief reporter at the time, Sean O'Neill, has been speaking to Talk Radio.
He was so self-obsessed. You know, he was diagnosed with a narcissistic personality disorder. He craved attention. And to some extent, I wonder if we in the media should have given him all that attention, because he just loved it.
Online fashion retailer ASOS says £6 million worth of stock's been damaged in a warehouse fire. The blaze in Germany last night comes just 3 years after a big fire at its site in Barnsley. And the boss of Disney says hackers are threatening to leak an unreleased film unless it pays a ransom. There's speculation the latest installment of Pirates of the Caribbean is the movie in question.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Muggy for London and the South East, fresher in the North West, but some rain in the Midlands. Highs of 25 degrees.
Thanks for coming back, Victoria.
It's okay, Jake.
Professional. That's the thing, isn't it? How's the stuffed fish?
It's still in the office, yes.
Which is not a reference to any of your colleagues. awful. Good. How's the animal news?
Right? I mean, I haven't started looking into
it. Yeah, fine, doesn't matter. That will be at 3:30, the bonus news bulletin, which we look forward to. Many thanks.
You're welcome.
Kind regards. Here's the sport.
It's been tonight.
Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Pablo Zabaleta plays his last ever match in front of the Manchester City crowd tonight, with Pep Guardiola's side trying to secure Champions League qualification. Victory over West Brom in the Premier League could guarantee a place in the top four, depending on how Arsenal get on at home to Sunderland. Boss Pep Guardiola is expecting a difficult match, despite West Brom having nothing to play for.
I don't think the teams from the Tony Pulis for the his history in Stoke, and now as Brom play a game thinking it doesn't matter. It will be a football game, and of course we play for a lot of things, and a real final for us.
In the Sky Bet Championship this evening, Fulham go to Reading with their playoff semi-final level at one goal apiece. Finally, in this afternoon's match in the IPL, Mumbai Indians face rising Pune Super Giants with a place in the final up for grabs. There's ball-by-ball commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Jake Yab in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Jake Yab in for John Holmes. Poor John, he's not very well. He's fine. Like, it's nothing like major or anything. It's been decried as man flu by some people. I don't think it's that serious. I sort of describe it as like boy flu. Or even, I don't know. Be bird. It's not bird. please keep your Guy Ritchie Shakespeare quotes coming in. They're really great. This is after the news today that Guy Ritchie's King Arthur's flopped. No, no, no! Come on. Serious broadcast. So, yeah, thanks. Am I... No? Pablo suggested Pearly King Lear.
Yeah, that's very good.
That's a nice one. Puffin suggests The Tooling of the Screw. There's a lot of unreadable ones here, I'll tell you that. Also, earlier we were talking with Jonathan Gabay about the McDonald's advert.
Yes.
Graham said, please ring a bell each time he says commoditisation. Mean. I shan't have that. And also Martin in Northampton says, Jake, you've really made me want to fillet a fish now. I've had them before and I can safely say they taste like turd. Well, that says more about you, Martin, doesn't it, than McDonald's? Unbelievable. Anyway, do keep your Guy Ritchie Shakespeare quotes coming. Puffin suggests I'll choreo your anus if you don't watch it. 87222. Start your text message with the word talk. Or you can tweet at Talk Radio. Do you remember this piece of music, Tori? You're too young.
Yep.
You
won't. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank here.
Oh, man, that's sad. The end music to Captain Caveman.
Good.
It was a remix. Now, at this time on a Tuesday, John Holmes ordinarily would be doing a music review with someone. So today, he's not here, so we're doing a music review with Tori Longdon. Hi.
Hello, hi.
Hi. And because you're like, you do quite highfalutin music stuff, don't you?
Well, no, not the flute, actually. I sing.
Sorry, highfalutin. Is that your joke? I'm sorry.
It's all right, don't worry.
It's how blank and gormless was my face.
If blank, only everyone gormless. Could have seen it.
Yeah. Okay, good. So you sing and you conduct, right?
Yes, that's my main thing. So mostly I wave my arms at large groups of people. They don't have to be musicians, but it does help if they are musicians.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why the railway children just came into my head.
Can you unpack that a bit? Why did the railway
Well, you know, at the end, they're frantically waving their arms at the guy on the train. And
runaway
trains. I thought it was just because of railway conductors.
Oh, that's good too.
That is a good one.
Crikey, we're on fire, aren't we? I actually think our listener needs a lie
in
down.
In a sort of like subdued way. You're like, oh, that was fun.
That was acceptable. That was that passed. Good. Well, you've got... You've got some music to talk about.
I do. What? Wait, what? Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah, oh, that's a relief. And hang on. Yeah, okay, I'm quite interested. Four pieces. Did you want to talk about Girlpool?
Yeah. So Girlpool...
Is that like a carpool thing? That's a kind of weird.
That's exactly what it makes me think of it. Or a whirlpool. I think it's based on Whirlpool, but the first thing I went to was carpool as well.
Yeah, it's a timeshare thing or something.
It's like, what's that thing with that guy, James Corden, when they're all in the car?
Carpool karaoke.
Yeah.
There we go. It's not like that at all. So Girlpool are quite a young duo. Their sound is normally quite small, acoustic kind of sound. It sounds a bit like the Grady twins out of The Shining.
Okay.
You'll hear it when you listen to it.
That's fresh.
But this is a new move for them because they've beefed up their lineup with the addition of a new drummer, a guy called Miles Wintner.
Okay.
And so we've got a little bit more sort of teenage angsty rock going on, but it's quite nice.
I thought you were going to say like bassoon. Let's hear a bit. Here's Girlpool. Yeah.
Full of girly angst.
Yeah, that's slightly... I remember once driving to London from Cambridge. This is like 20 years ago. And someone said, oh, come put on some music. And I was like, yeah, okay. It's my car and I was driving it. And I got through about 40 minutes of the Cranberries before I was like, Okay, I'm exercising the power of veto now. I'm sorry.
Yep.
This can't be a democracy anymore because I'm going to drive the car into the first oncoming juggernaut I see.
It's quite depressing music. But actually, I think it's a kind of...
I'm glad you said that. I didn't want to say that. That sounded cruel.
No, it's cool.
Some people like that. They like to be depressed.
They do. I think the reason I brought this in today is because, actually, I feel like there's something sort of really authentic about the sound that they make.
That's a dirty word since the last 15 minutes ago.
What's talking about?
Because of the McDonald's advert.
The McDonald's advert and how they're trying to be authentic. It's fine. Carry on.
Never mind that. What did you think, Com?
Yeah, I quite liked it, actually.
Yeah?
I think I could chill to that. Just relax to it, yeah.
It was very sort of pretty. There's no denying its prettiness. But
the nicest thing is, when you've got so much produced pop in the charts at the moment, to get something that sounds like it is really just two girls in their living room, they haven't sold out and put loads of filters and stuff on top of it, that's really sort of reassuring for me.
I'd quite like to see them at a music festival, I think.
Yeah, I
think
they'd like, be lie a on really my
yeah stand out
back on the grass while I'm waiting for my A-level results.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're the kind of person that would like to go to a festival, so
yes.
No, like, I'm already judging you for that, so yeah, fair enough.
I've never been to a festival.
No, neither have I.
I'm going to my very first festival in July.
Oh, which one?
I'm going to Rock Factor in Belgium.
Oh, wow.
It's got the word rock in it, which means it's going to be new territory for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Starting off with a foreign one is quite good, yeah, I think. They're good. Yeah, they're good foreign festivals.
Imagine Dragons are playing, and I've heard of Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, perfect. You'll be fine then.
Me too. They're absolutely fantastic. You've got to see them live, though. They are incredible live.
He hasn't.
This is all bluff. I tuned out after Steps. should we talk about your second piece? This is Warrant and Let It Go.
Yeah, this is an awful piece of music.
Let It Go. Is it?
Really?
Let It Go.
Why, if you're bringing a piece of music out after Frozen, do you call it Let It Go?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. Because I've heard about this. Like, people... they cottoned on to this, right? In the old days where music reporting... So, if you play music on the radio or on TV, you have to fill out a form saying, I played this record today, and you send it to a PRS, and they go, OK, well, you have to pay some money for that, and then they give that money to the artist. So there were lots of people who would call themselves things like Paul McCartney or John Lennon, so that if there was a little typo... somewhere, someone, you know, accidentally mistyped it, they'd get all the money. So they'd have, you know, songs called things like Hey Jade or whatever. Calling your song Let It Go, that's genius. They're going to clean up.
They're not the only one. James Bay has got a song called Let It Go as well.
I wonder how many... I see in the classical music world, you would say how many settings are there of a certain text.
Oh,
I wonder how many settings there are of the text Let It Go.
That's good.
In the popular music world. Probably tons.
Yeah.
Before and after that infernal song.
Every little indie band's going to do their own sort of really, really cool stripped back acoustic version of it, I think.
Let It Go.
You know, like there was a thing.
I mean, that could go places.
Like 20 years ago, people would do that with Britney Spears, wouldn't they?
It's still quite common, isn't it?
One more time.
You mean look really angsty, Let It Go?
Like on my music library, I think I have about 3 or 4 versions of Rihanna and Jay-Z's song Umbrella.
There you go.
Just by different people. By the Manic Street Preachers. Another one as well.
But to be clear, Warrant haven't done a cover version of Let It Go.
Speaking of, you should probably have a listen to it.
All right, let's do that. Leaving you is all to do. When it was right, it was right as rain. We just can't go back again. Let it go. Let it go. It works. Yeah. Amazing. Okay. Well, that's interesting. No one saw that coming. I quite like that.
Yeah, I quite liked that. Why didn't you like that?
It's a boring 4-chord song with slushy lyrics about love. It does nothing new, nothing interesting.
All songs are boring. But at least it's
you sound like you've heard it before. Don't you feel like you've heard that before?
It's totally derivative, no question.
Totally
but like
derivative.
On a sunny day with your car window down,
you're lying on your back waiting for your A-level results.
No, Matt, at least they're projecting a bit.
What?
Surely as someone who's like, you were a vocal coach and conductress, like with Girl Paul, it's a bit like staring at the floor. Don't you want them to project? Sing out!
Depends on
Where's
the song.
Where's your diaphragms, lady? Never, no, no. Go on.
It depends on the song. So, yeah, he's got a really good, powerful voice. And that's great, but there's so much of that around. That is a skill that lots of different artists in that world
skill.
Have. So okay. What I like about Girlpool is the fact that they're doing something different. They don't necessarily need to be making a like technically impressive noise for them to be communicating
their
creativity
depression.
And music and their depression. Yeah. Exactly. So it got deep for a moment there, didn't it? But
no,
but
it's good. It's good. I want to know.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if we were judging music on the technical capacity and the technical capacity of the singers, Mick Jagger would be out on his ear. You know, it's not
she
about how
she
good
threw
you
down.
Are.
She threw down.
Is
it's not
a,
about how good you are as a singer.
Good singer?
Well, not technically, no. But he's one of the best artists and musicians
but
of the age.
It's about the rawness and the gutturalness. Didn't they say that about Maria Callas? She was an opera singer, and they was like, they were like, technically she sucks, but actually terms of her immediacy,
technically
her presence
she
and stuff,
don't suck.
Oh really?
No, I think she's great, but you know there are lots of snobs out there and technical people who'll pick anybody to shreds.
Like, I don't know anything about opera singing, so tell me why Maria Callas doesn't suck.
Because she had such an amazing, like, so basically, she's got an enormous range,
right
so down to
bottom
right.
Notes,
she can sing all of the notes,
all of them, yeah.
But with an evenness throughout. So when you get to the top, she doesn't sort of go, "Oh, it's getting a bit high now." She just goes, "Yeah," and then at the bottom, she's like exactly the same. And so she has that ability to provide the full sort of color of emotion, right at the bottom, right at the top, right in the middle. Doesn't matter where you put her. You know, she's
anywhere.
A real jack of all trades.
Stick her anywhere,
and she'll sing your
song. Brilliant. We'll be back with more music reviews with Tori Longdon after this. That's her.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The manifestos, the mandates, the mother of all radio stations.
I mean, why shouldn't the public know more about what's going on?
Talk Radio.
Are you serious?
Now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status, £20 setup, Sky Q loaned at no cost, minimum contract and terms apply.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
In Britain, transit means business. Business for... and, or, and at your local Transit Show Live, it means money-saving business. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer between the 13th and 21st of May, take a test drive, and you'll save £500 on selected new Ford commercial vehicles. Ford, go further.
To qualify for the additional £500 customer saving off the recommended retail price of selected new Ford commercial vehicles, you must test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 13th and 21st of May 2017. Contract between 13th and 21st of May 2017. Register between 13th of May and 31st of December 2017. At participating dealers only. Excludes Ranger XL and XLT models.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in Carnforth for the A6. It stays closed both ways near the Pine Lakes roundabout following an accident. There was a rolling block on the eastbound M62 near 27 for Gildersham. It looks like all the restrictions have been lifted, but it's still very slow. There's still a lane out on the M60. This is if you're clockwise, lane towards junction 16 for Pendlebury. The recovery of an accident continues there. And to the north and east of Birmingham, traffic is still very busy after an unexploded World War II bomb was found in the Aston area of the city. The slips on the M6 at junction 6 stays closed, so does the Aston Expressway. I'm Jarena Adams.
If there's one thing New York Italians know how to do, it's how to look after the family. Capisce? They can be pretty demanding at times, always wanting stuff. That's why I love Frankie and Benny's. Right now, it's 2-for-1 on mains, and with a new menu, there's plenty to keep everybody happy. So when your family starts making demands, come over to Frankie and Benny's and enjoy 2-for-1 on mains. Frankie and Benny's. Let our family take care of your family. Download our app or search Frankie and Benny's to get your voucher. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it's your one-stop shop for Maria Callas chat. It's Talk Radio. We're going to be doing some politics after 2:30. We'll be finding out where all the party leaders are in the UK today with our little roundup called Follow the Leader. And after that, we'll be going to Teesside for All Over Datchet. In the meantime, we're talking about music. We're talking about it with Tori Longdon. We've had some feedback already in. CJ has said, I hate indie bands.
Well done, CJ.
Well done, CJ. Thank you. Heady, I'll come on to that in a second. Clarkie says, 1992 just called. Warrant have gone missing. Last seen heading into the 21st century with mullets. That may be fair. You could. They got to have beautiful hair, Warren, haven't they, with music like that?
Did you say mallets or mullets?
Mullets.
Oh, I thought you were like, yeah, okay, no. 21st century, got to go.
Not an extended camping trip. And Hedy just observed you saying something about lying on your back waiting for A-levels. Let's press on.
Yes.
Our third choice is Todd Rundgren.
That is Tim Foyle Hat.
Yes.
Now, I'm interested to see which clip of this we've got, because this is a song that's all about Donald Trump and his tiny, tiny hands.
No, really?
Yes, really.
Okay, let's hear it.
He wants to make the country greater.
We've got nothing left to fear.
Because the man in the tin foil hat is sitting on the throne tonight. Feels like a coup d'etat, but it's gonna be great, tremendous, amazing.
Uh-huh. In a very real sense.
There are some amazing lyrics in this song. I've got a couple written down. He's gonna drain the swamp tonight and fill it with alternative facts.
Wow.
Writing text to his accusers with his tiny little hands.
Crikey.
And then the chorus is like, it's gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge.
Great, tremendous.
Yeah,
amazing.
Exactly. It's such a great song. And it took me the first sort of minute and a half to realise what it was about. And then I went back to the beginning and listened to it all the way through again.
Was, yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, there's someone not afraid of polarising his audience.
Uh-huh.
But then he's kind of been there and done it, right?
Sure.
So he can afford to nail his colours to the mast. Can't he? I mean, he's been knocking around for a long time, Todd Rundgren, I think, based on some very hasty Googling during the break.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, but the other thing I like about it is it's got a really cool groove. Mm. I like the sounds, the sort of like vibraphone sounds, yeah, and the way that, if you listen to the beginning of the track, it sets out a beat that's really simple. Mm. And then when the drums come in, it totally like cuts across the beat. So it's not what you thought it was.
Right.
And it shifts
into a sort of shuffly swingy
into
thing.
Into a sort of shuffly swingy thing. And in my very technical language, I thought that that was super cool.
Okay. Well, way over my head. But this just him from Simon. I love indie bands.
Aww.
There you go.
Well done, Simon.
A balanced debate. Thank goodness. Because with Ofcom, you know, you can't express an opinion about anything without balancing it in an election period. I mean, some people think it's just politics. That's not true.
No, literally
absolute. Everything you say on air, you have to then qualify.
Mm, that's so right. Just, and left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And also, meh. Let's come on. So that was Todd Rundgren and Tinfoil Hat. And the last one is Chase and Status.
Yeah. Excellent. Not just Chase and Status. Chase and Status with Stockport band Blossoms. Now, Stockport is my home.
Oh.
That is where I grew up. So when I saw this one, I was like, oh, yeah. Get some.
Did you know this band Blossom from before then?
Have you met me? I don't know any popular music. This is coming on this show. It's hilarious because it means I get to find out about loads of popular music and think about.
This is like a day trip to France for you.
Right. Developing opinions on stuff. But when you say something to me like, oh yeah, Todd Rundgren's been around for a while. And I'm like, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Sure.
I saw the little flicker of fear in your eyes.
Exactly.
I reciprocated it because I don't know. I just Googled it.
So we ended up locked in this downward spiral of,
It's good. That never happens on Talk Radio.
Sure. So these guys, I was drawn to this track because represent. I wanted a little bit of Stockport action. These guys are used to being sort of acoustic-y live band. They're used to putting tracks down in a studio where they'll stay in there for 3 hours and record it and re-record it live until they get something they're happy with. So them, working with Chase and Status is going to be completely different because everything Chase and Status does is basically a mixing desk.
It's quite produced, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So the lead singer of Blossom said that it was massively out of his comfort zone. But the funny thing is, I think the track sounds more like them than it sounds like Chase and Status.
Well, credit to Chase and Status then for, you know, melding into that vibe. What the hell am I talking about? Let's hear some, shall we? What if I could call you up but you run? What if I could be somebody you'd like? Maybe there's a way I can get you to come. Maybe you'd say that you're better off mine. Imagine all the things you could do with someone. Imagine me and you getting better with time. Think of all the ways you could get me on some. Slightly reminds me of True Steppers featuring Dane Bowers and You're Out of Your Mind. It's the closest reference I have. It's nice. I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it too.
It's not very Chase and Status,
exactly,
in my opinion.
No.
It's more
it just
Blossoms.
Sounds like a Blossom song to me.
Oh, do you follow Blossom quite closely?
Blossoms, yes.
Blossoms.
I know of them fairly well. They're not, to be honest, they're not really to my taste, even though they fall within my favourite genre.
Which is?
What's your favourite genre?
Probably indie sort of rock music.
Oh, where's CJ and Simon? Get them back.
Hang on, I need to balance that. I hate all that. Which I kind of do, really, so that's good.
But Chase and Status I really enjoy because they're a dance act which I can get on board with, which there aren't many of.
What were their really big songs? Do you remember, or do you want me to
get it? No, I do. It's I'll Be on My Way to Heaven's Door, Fooling Yourself. Their first album's great. They have lots of great collabs, one with Dizzy Rascal, one with Temps. Plan B they did a great song with as well.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah,
I do.
Do you?
Yeah,
that was the one I was just singing.
Yeah, I didn't recognise it from you singing it.
Okay.
Well, those are good picks. Thanks very
much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, Lost and Not Found. There you go. There's a Chase and Status song.
There you go. Well done.
A little bit late to the party, but got there eventually.
Fastest fingers. It's like a very strange quiz show. That's nice. Thanks. So what do you listen to then when you're not listening to stuff because you have to for the radio?
So I have like work music and play music.
Okay.
So work music is sort of 16th, 17th century polyphony, Haydn, Handel, Bach.
Okay.
Brahms. We're going later into a romantic period. And play music is things like Earth, Wind and Fire, James Brown.
Do you love the disco?
I love, I'm really into disco and funk at the moment.
I love the disco.
You love the disco.
I love the disco.
And also don't love the disco.
Oh, yeah. Can you balance that, Cornelius?
disco is not good and it's bad for our society.
Thank God for that. We nearly had a real Ofcom issue there.
So it depends. Basically, when I get out of work, I want to come home and switch off and listen to something that's really different. So I also like a lot of EDM because really strong beats and stuff like that, because I don't get that in my work.
No, so, not so much strong on the beats.
Basically, the only bit of music polyphony where I completely fall flat on my face is brand new music. So, hello.
Perfect. Well, it's important to challenge yourself, isn't
it? Indeed.
Like you said, every day is a
school day. Character building.
Yeah, very character building. Well, thanks very much indeed for coming in and reviewing that music for us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're on the Twitter, aren't you?
I am on the Twitter, @Tori_Longdon. Because I went and put an underscore in my Twitter handle. Who does that?
Shame. Well, it's been lovely to see you again. Thank you very much indeed, Tori. Coming up after the news, we've got Follow the Leader. We're going to be finding out where the nation's leaders are as they campaign for the forthcoming snap election. But in the meantime, why don't we catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
The Liberal Democrats say Labour's manifesto shows they're committed to the Tories' Brexit agenda. Jeremy Corbyn says if he gets into power, he wouldn't accept leaving the EU without a new trade deal. Meanwhile, the leader of Plaid Cymru, Leanne Woods, says they're proposing an action plan ahead of next month's general election.
Plaid Cymru is ready to defend Wales, to defend our nation, to defend our economy, to defend our people and to develop. Because while dark clouds may be gathering on the horizon, there is also a ray of hope.
Her party is promising to fight any attempt to downgrade the powers of the National Assembly and boost the Welsh economy. While the Conservatives have announced they'd scrap the tolls for drivers crossing between Wales and England. Ian Brady's lawyer says it would have been revealed in the 80s if there was any information where the serial killer had buried Keith Bennett. The Moors murderer died yesterday without disclosing where he dumped the 12-year-old's body. Police say post-mortem tests on the body of a teenager found dead in the back of a crashed car were inconclusive. Officers believe 16-year-old Megan Bannister was dead before the vehicle was involved in a collision with a motorcycle in Leicestershire on Sunday. Two men have been arrested in connection with the murder of a police constable in County Tyrone. 25-year-old Ronan Kerr was killed by a booby-trap car bomb in Omar in April 2011. And a US coroner says a teenage boy who died hours after drinking three caffeinated drinks in less than 2 hours had no pre-existing heart problems. The student had drunk a large fizzy drink, a latte and an energy drink before he collapsed. The weather muggy for London and the southeast, fresher in the northwest, but rainy in the central areas. Highs of 25 degrees. It's more than half an hour.
I'm still enjoying the muggy joke.
Good.
What was the muggy joke?
London, you know, it's quite muggy.
Oh, from 2 hours ago, yeah.
All right. No, not 2 hours ago. That's an exaggeration.
I thought a fresh muggy joke had been made.
No.
out by the kitchen. It's quite muggy.
Yeah.
I always thought I'd love to do a bit of the old radio. You know, I always love to have a go. You know, I'd love to have a go. Oh, man. Do you ever get that? You must get that.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Do you get
I do,
that, Victoria? No. I got, when I used to do voiceovers, I said, well, I still do voiceovers.
Yeah.
Do you get people saying, oh, yes, I've been thinking, I'd quite like to get into that.
To be honest, that is one thing I would actually really
right.
like
there
to get
into. There we go, there we go. Whenever anyone says, how did you, I said, it took 15 years.
Really, just to talk?
Yeah, I couldn't speak, I just didn't speak from 20 to 35. I just didn't speak, you know, because I wasn't spoken to.
Oh, that's very sad, Jake.
Yeah, I know. Bonus news in an hour's time, of course, Victoria, your shorter news bulletins. Well, it makes us win big in an hour's time when we get our bonus bulletin. and it's... I'd love to have a go at the radio biz. And it's animals today, your favourite.
It is.
Your favourite. Yeah. Not just as a food stuff, but just as a...
No.
As a topic for discussion.
It's not... No.
Victoria doesn't eat animals.
No, I know. It's incredible. that's a callback to a song by Toto, I think, in the 80s. It's going to mean nothing to anyone. Good. Are you all right, Kath? Anything you want?
I'm just bringing you
a bit of paper. Ah, cheers. Should I just have it now?
Yeah, just take it now.
Yeah, oh, cool. You need to point at the glass before you read that, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to come.
So, do you want to write point at the glass on there?
No, I can't even write that. Look.
Okay.
This bit's for there.
Okay.
Because.
So where it says TBC.
Yeah, because there wasn't an update.
That's now been C'd.
Yeah, and there's
and
your C.
And you're the C.
No, there's the C.
Right. Okay. Now I'll point over there and
point
plays, the lady
glass.
Plays the thing.
Yeah.
Do you know, I knew this would be fun. I really think I've found my métier. Thank you, Victoria Bourne. Bye-bye. Points at glass.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio.
Hi, Soul fans. It's me, Sam Delaney, Talk Radio's King of Soul. And I'll be joined by the world's King of Soul, or one of them anyway, today on my Drive Time show. Alexander O'Neill will be with me talking not just about his music career, his life, but also his thoughts on American politics. And they are fascinating and controversial.
Alex, baby, wait for me.
Sam Delaney, live at Drive.
Join me, Sam Delaney, for the Soul Train with Alexander O'Neill, 4 till 7 on Talk Radio.
You make a real good couple.
100% hard talk. Jake Yap in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't ever embarrass me like that again, all right? If that ever happens again, you are out.
I think I've got the hang of this whole radio presenting.
We're on air now,
I can't really think I've got it. Oh, what?
Now.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to get into the whole radio presenter vibe. Was that not... That's no aspersion on John Holmes, you understand? It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes. He'll be back. Do you want to talk, mate?
No.
Okay. He'll be back tomorrow, all being well. Well, him being well. In the meantime, we have had so many Guy Ritchie versions of Shakespeare. Apparently, his King Arthur has flopped. Still enjoying that joke. And we were thinking, well, what could he move on to next? He could do more of the classics, right? Simon suggests, art thou looking at me or chewing a brick? Either way, thou will looseth thy teeth. Thank you for that. You got the measure of it now. Why don't you text us 87222?
Start your message with a word, talk.
Or you can tweet at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Yeah, totally. For real, 100% Lord Sugar. Thanks very much. So, it's time for Follow the Leader. We are now 23 days away from the general election on the 8th of June. Is that right?
Yeah. We wouldn't do it wrong.
That feels like a lot. Anyway.
3 weeks and 2 days.
Okay, mate. And the party leaders are busy running around the country, rather like Noel Edmonds and his wonderful house party. There's a lot of running around.
Yeah?
With him. Yeah. In fact, I might talk about him a little bit later. He's in the paper today. He's very unhappy. Anyway, they're running around the country in search of photo opportunities and of votes. That's my impression of Noel Edmonds. Not very good. The good news is, though, is that, of course, Talk Radio is the place. It's your general election station. It's the place to keep up to date.
The hub.
It is the hub, and that's the voice of Talk Radio's political editor, Cornelius Mendes. To find out where the leaders are and what they're doing, from target constituency to token catchphrases, and boy, if we heard them, we'll keep you up to date as we...
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader.
Today we start with Jeremy Corbyn in Bratford, as they like to call it. I used to work in Bratford. It was all right. Anyway, Jeremy Corbyn is unveiling the official and not leaked Labour's Radical and Responsible Manifesto. He's confirmed plans to nationalise pretty much everything.
Labour will take our railways back into public ownership and put passengers first. We will take back control of our country's water by bringing them into regional public ownership.
Same to you, fella. I wasn't addressing that, Jeremy Corbyn. That was Cornelius. Don't send me drawings like that again. SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon is back in Scotland, and she's celebrating 10 years of the Scottish government. She insists her party's the only one standing up for Scotland's interests.
Whether you voted Leave or Remain or were yes, no in 2014, back the SNP to make sure Scotland's voice is heard in these negotiations, because jobs are on the line, investment, living standards are on the line.
Well, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has been in a school in Birmingham today. She's promising to scrap the Severn Bridge tolls and has said that employees are being promised the biggest ever enhancement of their rights by a Conservative government if Theresa May is re-elected.
We're, for example, committing that the national living wage will continue to rise in line with median earnings. Yes, that people will be able to request time off to care for a relative. And we want to support and encourage returnships.
Tim Farron has taken to Bath. That's the place, not the relaxing tub of bubbles. Meeting students at Bath College. Well, you have to learn how to do that. And he's announced plans to help entrepreneurs by offering grants.
If
you start up a business, you may well have the capital and the wherewithal to buy the kit and to begin the business. But what about paying your rent? What about feeding yourself? What about the things that we all need to kind of keep ourselves going?
And finally, why don't we go to Plaid Cymru's leader, Leanne Wood? As opposed to her sister, Leanne Woodn't, who's launching the manifesto for Plaid Cymru by saying they are the ones defending the interest of Wales. And she says they will have a strong voice in the Brexit negotiations.
Plaid Cymru is ready to defend Wales, to defend our nation, to defend our economy, to defend our people and to develop. Because while dark clouds may be gathering on the horizon, there is also a ray of hope.
And some beats. Well, follow the leader. We'll be back tomorrow, possibly with John, if the antibiotics have kicked in. Nothing's working now. Did you know there's a strain of gonorrhea in the north of England that they can't treat with antibiotics anymore? Anyway, we wish John well. No, it's nothing. It's not. Okay, anyway, it's fine. Well, whatever happens, it's going to be some. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow me! Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. And freeze! After the traffic and travel, we are going to be in Teesside for All Over Datchet.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site. And if you order before 4 p.m, you'll get your order the next day. Plus, spend over £200 ex-VAT and your delivery will be free. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more Pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mates Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Where do you search for greatness? Hiring the right people can transform a business. But where are they? Indeed has more candidates than any other job site in the UK. Start your search for greatness by posting a job on Indeed.com today. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com, according to Comscore.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's an £81 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Carnforth, the A6 is still closed in both directions near the Pine Lakes roundabout following an accident. There's delays in the area. If you're queuing on the clockwise M6, do all the restrictions between junctions 16 and 17 near Prestwich have been lifted, but there's still some very heavy traffic after earlier problems there. Following the discovery of a World War II bomb in the Aston area of Birmingham, the M6 slips at junction 6 are still closed, so is the Aston Expressway. And if you're on the southbound M5 in Devon, you can't come off at junction 29 for the A30. The exit slip road has been closed there because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
If there's one thing New York Italians know how to do, it's how to look after the family. Capisce? They can be pretty demanding at times, always wanting stuff. That's why I love Frankie and Benny's. Right now, it's 2-for-1 on mains, and with a new menu, there's plenty to keep everybody happy. So when your family starts making demands, come over to Frankie and Benny's and enjoy 2-for-1 on mains. Frankie and Benny's. Let our family take care of your family. Download our app or search Frankie and Benny's to get your voucher. Terms and conditions apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
There's a reason the daughter in the Adams family is called Wednesday Adams. Think about it. Monday's child is fair of face. I was born on a Monday. Tuesday's child is full of grace. The moose was born on a Tuesday. Wednesday's child, though, is full of woe. But if you want the Wednesday woe to go, join me, Paul Ross, on the very next Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio. You lucky people. I'm also loving and giving and work hard for a living. Bonnie and Bright, good and, well, gay occasionally. I help out when they need me.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
After 3 o'clock, well, we've got News M on Go. It's going to be great. It's going to be great, folks. Tremendous. Really terrific. It's going to be the best News M on Go anyone's ever seen. I can't actually remember what it's about today. I've got 15 minutes to remember. We've also got Election Spotlight. This is a new feature that Cornelius Mendes, our political editor here at Talk Radio, has put together, where we home in on one constituency and find out who's playing for that. But right now, it's time for this. All Over Datchet on Talk Radio. Yes, indeed, this is where we cast a spotlight on an area of Britain that doesn't always necessarily make the front pages, but we think still deserves a bit of love and attention. And today we're off to Teesside, and we're going to talk to Stuart Launday. He's a reporter at the Teesside Mercury. Good afternoon.
Can we get this cleared up once and for all, Jake?
Here we go. Go on.
It's Teesdale, it's not Teesside.
Many thanks. We'll be having a production meeting after the show.
You did this to me last time.
Did I?
You did indeed. Teesside is down on the coast. Middlesbrough, Redcar, all down that end. Teesside area. Oh, we're way in the middle of the country.
Oh,
Teesdale. Up near where the river starts.
I believe there's a rhyme, isn't there? Which is, it's Teesside for the seaside. And Teesdale, you idiot Jake. Is that how it goes? I can't remember.
Something along those lines.
I'm so sorry. I do apologise.
All right, how are you doing anyway?
Well, you know, I feel a bit sheepish now, but, you know, I'll recover. That's the point, isn't it? Once you've had the dignity flensed from your flesh after a year or so, nothing reaches you anymore. Anyway, Stuart, thank you for joining us from Teesdale. And, well, tell us about these stories. Tell me about Barnard Castle.
Barnard Castle, we're in County Durham. It's a small county market town of about 5,000 people. We've got a ruined castle, which is very imposing and very impressive. We sit on the River Tees, and it's quite a sleepy place, but there's plenty goes on to fill the paper each week.
And there's a glass box.
Yes, this is quite a saga, is this glass box.
Oh, yeah.
It was commissioned when the town was deemed to be on its uppers a few years ago. There was a regeneration group set up, and one of the things it did was spend £30,000 on this glass box, which was all singing,
did it
all
have
dancing.
David Blaine in it.
It didn't. It had lots of technology in it, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and all that sort of thing. And according to its designers, it was designed to check attitudes about the future of Barnard Castle. Only it didn't. It ended up as a store cupboard at the local school.
No.
And nobody's really found a use for it since about 2011. The Christmas Lights Committee that we have in the town, they thought they could put it to good use this year as something akin to a snow globe. You remember the kids' toys with snowstorms in a globe? Well, at last year's lights, there was a sort of giant snow globe which went down really well with people getting inside and kids playing in it and such like. And they thought it might be quite nice to use the glass box as such, but unfortunately, there ain't a crane big enough around here to lift it out from the school, so it's stuck there.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? It's basically like a posh old mobile phone, isn't it? It's just sitting there in your cupboard.
Not even that. The school was planning to use it as a sort of radio recording studio thing, but apparently the thing has really bad condensation, so they couldn't do that either.
I feel they've been sold a pup there. I mean, who made this thing?
I have no idea. It was years ago, and it's like I say, now it's just used as a store cupboard, really. A glass store cupboard, but a store cupboard nonetheless.
Amazing. Oh, well, hi-ho.
I like the idea that they bought it off someone and then turned the corner and like, hang on, I forgot my change. Got that, and his stall was gone.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. They should have kept the receipt. Now talk to us about pig nuts. That's something I've... Hang on. No. Come on, pig nuts. This is like a food, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Cornelius.
Yeah,
thank you.
Don't
jump to wrong conclusions. It's apparently pig nuts were a staple of the medieval diet. The size of hazelnuts and quite crunchy and sort of edible tubers with small white flowers. And they grow around here, amazingly enough. The point about the story that we've run this week, this week in the paper, sort of Farm and Country Week, we do once a month. And we have an area of common land in town which is being converted back to sort of hay meadow, and that's where these things thrive. Now, in the country, there's so little hay meadow left. I mean, I remember, like, fields and fields of it when I was a kid. But with changes in practices and such like, there's so little hay meadows left that things like the humble pignut aren't quite as abundant as they once were. But chap in the paper, Dr. Dick Warren, reckons that they could in future be quite a big hit on the dining table.
Have you tried a pignut? You're not allowed.
We're not allowed. Where they're grown on the place called the Domains, the Commons land in the town, all the wildflowers and all the wild plants and everything, they're all protected. So you're not allowed to go on and dig them up.
Oh, so when? Okay, when?
So I have no idea. I have no idea what they taste like.
I've probably tasted like chicken. Cornelius, you prefer?
Yeah, I prefer pork balls.
Pork balls,
yeah,
to pig
like
nuts.
When you get Chinese.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of interested to try these. I'm very interested. I could totally go for a pig nut.
Yeah.
I fancy some pig nut stew. People will be saying that in two or three years' time.
Pig nut stew?
No, I wouldn't have it in a stew. I'd have a pig nut ice cream. And the last one is black grouse lekking.
Exactly. It's the time of year for it.
It so is. It really is. I think we are all feeling that. What is the lekking?
The lekking is an elaborate courtship ritual that these fantastic little birds go through each spring to try and procure themselves a mate for the purposes of breeding. And they're sort of specific to our area. Again, it's the conditions up here are right. They need a bit of woodland. They need a bit of rough grassland, clump of trees. I nearly said cheese there.
Pig nuts, yeah.
And these areas make a sort of natural amphitheatre for the males, which are they're quite bonny. They're really dark with a splash of red above the eyes on them. And they come out and they puff out their chests and get their feathers going. And it's all to do with attracting the females. And the idea is that the champion male gets away with the female. And again, it's quite a nice little story in as much that a couple of years ago the black grouse were doing really badly. There was fewer than 500 male birds on the fells. And up until this year, they reckon there's about 1,400 now. So they're making a bit of a comeback. And they're a real hit with people getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and heading off up to the hills to go and see them perform this elaborate courtship ritual that they do every year.
I was sort of realising, you know, with John Travolta, they should have called Saturday Night Fever Saturday Night Lekking. I mean, it's the same principle, isn't it?
Same sort of thing, yeah. Puffing your chest out, giving it what you got.
Yeah, we've all tried. That's a very charming story to end on. That's a very happy note to finish with. Thanks so much for sharing those stories with us, Stuart. If people want to find out more about what's going on in Teesdale, where should they go?
They should go to our blogspot, which is teesdalemercury.blogspot.co.uk, or find us on Facebook, just find Teesdale Mercury.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. That was Stuart Launday. Now, earlier, we mentioned Noel Edmonds, did we not?
Yeah.
There's a story about him in the Daily Star.
Oh, what's he done this time?
Here we go. Well, he... have you heard the story about H-Boss and Noel Edmonds?
No.
Have you not? This is a fascinating story, this. Noel Edmonds has slammed bosses at Lloyds Bank over fraud compensation payments. The former Deal or No Deal host last week launched a 50, that's 50 million pound claim against the lender. He says he suffered deep distress and public humiliation in a scam by former H-Boss staff. In a letter to Chairman Lord Blackwell, Noel said, "Since you have appointed only one individual to assess complex and substantial claims from 100 victims, it's difficult to see how your assurance that compensation will be paid within weeks can be adhered to." I mean, as he says himself, there's 100 victims of this. Mm. And he's asking for 50 million out of a compensation pot of 100 million. So he's asking for half of the money put aside for the victims. Mm. But it may be that he suffered more distress and humiliation than anyone else. You know, he's a very sensitive guy and very caring. So, you know, I don't know if that's fair. I think maybe what they should do is they should have, like, different amounts of compensation money for the 100 victims.
Mm.
Like in boxes.
Yeah, but he won't.
And
he
then you open.
You won't want to speak on the phone to the banker, will he?
Yeah, well, you can broadcast that. Hello, Mr. Banker. Yeah, not so jolly with Mr. Banker now, are we, Noel? Very interesting. Yeah, fascinating story. That I'm obsessed with all of his online work at the moment.
Oh dear,
his YouTube videos and things.
I'm a bit disappointed that Deal or No Deal ended. Because I feel like he's doing all of this stuff now because he needs something to do. And he needs to stay in the
spotlight.
Yeah, which is a shame, really, because...
Yeah, because he's the best presenter there's ever been. No?
I don't know.
Who's your best presenter of all time, then, Cornelius?
You know who I really like?
Go on.
I'm a big Stephen Mulhern apologist. Yes.
Really?
I think he's excellent. He's funny. He's very natural. Very friendly, very warm. I've never met him in person, but I know a number of people who have, and he's very polite.
I've heard he's the nicest guy.
Yes. But I also think he's very good. Have you watched Britain's Got More Talent? I haven't watched it for years, but he's hilarious on it. Like, proper hilarious.
Is he really?
Yeah, really funny.
Because this is difficult for me, because grudgingly I respect you, Cornelius.
Yeah.
And so I sort of have to respect your opinion, grudgingly.
Why don't you like Stephen Mulhern?
Do you know what I think it is with Stephen Mulhern? What I reckon is I'd like him to have like two or three beers before every show.
Why? Just
because I feel like he's always kind of on best behaviour. I feel like he's reining something in.
Mm.
So you're not necessarily getting the full Mulhern. I feel there's untapped Mulhern in I'd like to plunder.
Watch Britain's Got More Talent, honestly, because he's very funny on that. He's incredibly sarcastic about all the rubbish acts that he has to talk to, but he does it in a really nice and not nasty way as well. He's also very good on Anton Deck's show as well.
But, well, I think that's the hard thing, if you're standing up against Anton Deck.
But no, he's doing... How could you shine very well? He does very well on it. They gave him his own feature on it, and it was very funny. God, I just really like Stephen Mulhern. Okay.
I don't know how much you're messing
I
with
I do know.
Right?
I like he's good. He's funny.
Is he messing
What's
with me?
What's wrong?
Is he? Does he do this?
He's
is this
better
a thing?
Than Bradley Walsh.
Oh, you can't say that, folks. Oh, you can't say that. No, Bradley Walsh. He's one. I'm laughing. I've got my hand on your shoulder. And I'm laughing so that I can get onto Griff Rhys-Jones' outtake show. Keep me profile up on the non-daytime TV market. Oh, folks. I like Bradley Walsh.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't just
yes,
do this.
Yes, we can. Just fade us out. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
How are we going to make the whole nation rise, agitate, educate, organise? Join the conversation party.
Well, I can't add anything to that, Colin.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job. With Screwfix, you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try WeBuyAnyCar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Paul Weller is back with A Kind Revolution. Mojo magazine says it's an album that ranks among his finest work, including the single Long, Long Road. A Kind Revolution. Out now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
It's just after 3 o'clock. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines with Victoria Bourne.
Thanks, Jake. Coming up, Labour's manifesto launch. Trump did share info with Russia and the Bee Gees inferior complex.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn has promised a tax raid on high earners if Labour wins the general election. He's reiterated that his party's manifesto would create a country for the many, not the few, with other pledges to increase NHS funding and scrap tuition fees in England. But the Liberal Democrat leader, Tim Farron, says Labour voting in favour of Article 50 earlier this year means any manifesto it comes up with is always going to be irrelevant.
The moment that Jeremy Corbyn led his MPs through the same lobby with UKIP and the Conservatives for the most extreme version of Brexit, he condemned his manifesto to being utterly pointless, because we need to have a vision for a better Britain.
The family of one of the victims of Moore's murder, Ian Brady, fear they'll never know what happened to his body. The serial killers died in hospital at the age of 79 without revealing where 12-year-old Keith Bennett is buried. Brendan Pittaway, a journalist who corresponded with him for years, has told Talk Radio he confessed to further murders.
He went on, but I wrote a statement, 4 pages of foolscap in length, to Strathclyde Police, re the murder in Glasgow and the second above Loch Long. So what he's doing within 4 pages of A5 paper is confessing to 4 further killings.
President Trump has gone against the Kremlin and admitted to sharing information about potential terrorism and airline safety with the Russian foreign minister. His tweet comes after Moscow denied US media reports that he told Sergei Lavrov about Islamic State group plans to blow up planes using laptops when they met the Oval Office last week. ASOS says a fire at its warehouse in Germany has damaged £6 million worth of stock. No one was hurt in last night's blaze in Berlin. And Barry Gibb, the last surviving member of the Bee Gees, has admitted he's never seen himself or the group as a success. This year marks the 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Fever, the film the band provided the soundtrack for, which went on to win a Grammy. Barry, who's playing Glastonbury next month, has revealed he suffers from an inferiority complex, and his brothers did as well.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Muggy for London and the South East. Fresh air in the North West. Some rain in the Midlands. Highs of 25 degrees.
I've heard that about the North East as well.
North West.
That's North West. Fine. Yeah, poor Bee Gees. I didn't know that.
There you go.
It's enough to give anyone the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, my God.
No? Okay, look, fine. Do you know what? Fine. This doesn't have to be a thing, right?
No.
Let's have the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal have to beat bottom of the Premier League side Sunderland this evening to keep their dimming hopes of a top four finish alive. They're 3 points behind Manchester City, who face West Brom this evening with just 2 games to go. The Gunners have won 6 of their last 8 top flight matches. Boss Arsene Wenger says his players are doing everything they can with one target in mind.
Get to 75 would be 4 points more than last year. We have created a momentum again. We had a difficult period and we recovered from it, so the only chance we have to be in the top four now is to win our games.
If Arsenal drop points tonight, City will be guaranteed a top four place with a win at home to West Brom. And in the Sky Bet Championship, Fulham go to Reading this evening with their playoff semi-final level at 1 goal apiece. Finally, in the IPL this afternoon, Mumbai Indians take on rising Pune Supergiant. The whole game's live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
JPR in for John Holmes.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Very good afternoon to you. It's a JPR in for John Holmes. He's a little bit poorly, nothing serious, nothing to worry about. Sam Delaney will be here from 4. We've got our election spotlight, a new feature coming up in about 15, 20 minutes' time. In that are Talk Radio political editor Cornelius Mendes.
Hello.
It's going to be casting the spotlight on one constituency, finding out who the candidates are, what they stand for. It's actually comparatively quite grown up for you, Cornelius. I mean, I can see the strain.
Sorry?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing.
I'm a political editor.
Okay, mate. I mean,
it's water off a duck's back for me.
To be honest, we kind of just let you have that title because you really want. Like, I'm not being.
Put it in my Twitter bio.
Fine. If it makes you happy, that's absolutely fine.
Let's do this silly game.
You are the political editor. We said you couldn't have any more money for it. We established that. But you know, if you honestly, it's cool. It's totally cool.
It's undermining your boss. Essentially.
Well, I wish I could. Let's play Pokemon News him on go! Whoops!
Catch 'em all!
Pokemon! That's what I said! Okay! This is where we do battle based on a news story from the day. And, we are news intrepid news day catchers. Me and news editor, politics editor, whatever. Cornelius. Oh, thanks for the cue, mate. Appreciate it. We take a story from the news, we extract a general theme, and then we pitch our news aim on against each other, okay? It's like Top Trumps, okay? Today on the front of the Daily Express, there's a medical story. That's unusual. Also, weather, probably. Anyway, there's a medical story that a balanced diet and exercise can help prevent arthritis. It's described as, I think, something like a miracle cure. It's basically just, you know, don't overeat and jog about a bit. Of course, being a medical story in the Daily Express, of course, the best we can put this down to, really, is it's an old wives' tale. Okay. In fact, what I can tell you is that within the month, their front page will read, "Eat badly and sit still if you don't want arthritis." So the category today is old wives' tales. And so, let the Poke News A battle begin! I wish. Good! So, Cornelius, what old wives' tale have you chosen to do Newsday battle?
This is one that I found very interesting. Seeing an ambulance is very unlucky unless you pinch your nose or hold your breath until you see a black or brown dog.
I have never heard that one before.
Well, it's on the internet, so it's definitely true.
Incredible. Ambulances are fairly new inventions, though, aren't they? I mean, it's not that old.
No, not necessarily. I guess you had ambulance carts and stuff.
I guess you did. Suddenly I'm thinking of, like, you know, the bubonic plague. They had carts for,
yeah.
I guess. All right. An ambulance, of course, probably has, like, Latin origins.
Yes.
Fine.
Defo.
Well, mine is Gaydar.
Gaydar as in...
As in being able to tell if someone's gay from looking at them.
Right.
Okay. What would you like? It's not necessarily a wife's tale, but apparently this is a thing that people, you know, people think, oh, you can, you know, you can tell if someone's gay by looking at them. Okay.
Okay.
So what category would you like to go with first?
I'm going to go for terrible rhyme to go with the old wives' tale.
Oh, because you, can you not?
Because I found this is
can
apparently
you not,
the rhyme.
Because this is not going to work this comedically
is,
for me.
This is the rhyme that...
Oh, you've wrecked this. Go on, then.
That apparently comes with this wives' tale, which I will remind is, seeing an ambulance is very unlucky unless you pinch your nose or hold your breath until you see a black or brown dog. This is the rhyme.
Hold your breath? I mean...
This is the rhyme.
I keep chasing the ambulance. Go on.
Touch your toes, touch your nose. Never go into one of those until you see a dog.
You made that up.
No, it's on the internet, mate. It is on the internet on more than 3 websites, so...
Okay. Well, I've got a rhyme. Which doesn't really make sense not having heard the context of the
thing. Have you made up the rhyme?
No. This is 100%. If his fingers go astray, bet your boots the gentleman's gay. But that's all meaningless until...
Go astray.
Well, you haven't let me explain because I didn't know you were doing that as your first category. You said you were going to be doing... I don't know. Plausibility is the first one.
Yeah, I decided to play that, keep that in the back pocket
for
the second
half. Yeah, well, you've totally wrong-footed me there.
Wow. It's like Suits, this, isn't it? Just like Suits.
Yeah. Sort of a little bit needs a little bit of work. Yeah. Okay, fair. Okay, fine. I made up my rhyme. I'm going to go as my first category, hackle raising.
Okay, what's hackle raising?
Well, you know, like the hackles on your neck go up when you're a little bit afraid and stuff. I think
goosebumps.
The minute, yeah.
Okay.
I think the minute I said gaydar, probably some hackles went up.
Yeah, it
in
did,
a kind of like,
oh god,
is he really saying that? Well, you know, people say that they've got good gaydar and stuff.
Mm.
And you can, you know, is that just nonsense? And apparently it's not. It's actually not nonsense. So,
okay.
Here's the theory, Cornelius.
There's a theory, is there?
The theory is this. If you've got a shorter index finger and a longer ring finger, you will tend to be straight. Whereas if your fingers are of similar length, Cornelius, you will tend to be gay.
Okay. Right, well, which hand is the important?
Either hand, Cornelius.
Well, I've just noticed this for the first time ever. My hands aren't identical to each other.
That's interesting.
So...
Are you saying that your right hand is straight and your left hand is gay? That'll stand up in court.
Basically, yeah, my ring and index finger on my left hand are very similar.
They are very similar.
Similar length.
Yeah, which would
and
say you
on
would
my
tend,
right
tend
hand, to... my ring finger is longer than my index finger.
Interesting.
So, what does that mean? Does that make me a bisexual?
Potentially. It would say you would tend to be bisexual.
Well, no, it's just... I mean, I can't say the word because I don't want to swear, but this is a load of, I tell you.
Fine. It's a load off.
A load off.
A load off. I think that's a load off. Just come to... It's fine. Don't worry about it. Just be who you want to be, Cornelius.
I am.
We just love the heck out of you. Come on. Well, that was an interesting first round and didn't go the way I think any of us had expected. Well, it's time for some half-time analysis with News A Master himself, the one and only Jim White.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Well, it's been quite an ugly battle so far with some gruesome challenges in the first half today. I must say at some point I've had to turn my ears away. Jake's formation in the first half has been really tight, although I think he needs to be far more clinical on the counter-attack. Cornelius has been really throwing himself at Jake today, and with those shorts, Jake's done well not to get distracted by those pins. What a hottie! This could go either way today, but I know one thing for certain, the second half is about to begin.
Thanks very much, Jim White. It could indeed go either way, Cornelius. So what have you got for... well, it's time for round two. Something went straight over his head there. I'm not sure what it was. Right, round two, what you got?
Well, this may surprise you, Jake. Mm-hmm. But I'm going for plausibility with my one.
Okay.
So let me repeat it just in case you've forgotten.
Yeah, let's just reset this. This is the battle of the old wives' tales.
Mm. Seeing an ambulance is very unlikely unless you pinch your nose or hold your breath until you see a black or brown dog.
Unlucky, not unlikely, I think.
Yeah, unlucky. Sorry, yeah. Okay. My mistake. I think this is actually true.
Go on.
I genuinely believe this.
Uh-huh.
Because chances are, if you can see an ambulance, it's bad news.
Mm-hmm.
You're already having bad luck because you have to get into an ambulance. But if you're healthy enough to pinch your nose
and... You might work in a hospital as
cash. Pinch your nose or leg it to the nearest black or brown dog, chances are you're healthy enough not to go to hospital. So...
I think that's a load off. Okay, well, here's
so
my...
It's plausible.
Here's my plausibility, because, you know, some people might be listening to this and going, this is totally inappropriate, right? This whole gaydar thing, because this is my old wife's tale. Can you spot people who are gay? In 2000, a Californian study found a correlation between finger length and sexuality.
No.
Yeah. There's been a study done...
Did it agree with the wives' tale, though?
Well, just the fact that there are physical attributes that you can look at that will determine the likelihood of someone's... So, like, yeah, your left hand's gay, your right hand's straight. I think that's beautiful. That's perfect. Your hand is a rainbow. I'm going to go... I'm going to go for my category in round two of our New Zaymon battle. I'm going for hairiness.
Oh, mate. You're going to lose.
Yeah, I guess I am. Yeah.
Dogs are really hairy.
Okay, fine.
And it even specifically references to dog hair because it has to be a black or a brown dog. So that's 100 hair points.
Okay. Well, in 2004, there was a study that found that, not definitively, but you could tell the likeliness of someone being gay by looking at their hair.
This sounds offensive.
If it was, like, really nice. No. According to the paper, an anti-clockwise swirl around your crown means that you are more likely to be gay. Okay? But, like, that just means that the percentage of gay people with the anti-clockwise swirl, it was under 30%, right?
Mm.
But when you compare it to 8.4% of straight people, that it becomes significant. Okay? Or you could just ask them.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the other thing, you know. Well, can I have a look at your crown?
Okay.
Which way you swirl? Which way you swirl?
Well, maybe my hair doesn't like to put a label on it.
I can't tell if it's clock. I don't really know what that means.
I think mine is...
I think it's clock.
Clockwise.
It might be anti-clockwise.
Feeling it.
I don't know. Like, it whirls...
I don't want to say it, but I think it's clockwise on one half.
There we go. There we go.
Clockwise on the other.
All right. Well, you've already sort of you've already had your volley on that round, saying dogs are hairy. So
dogs are well hairy, mate.
There we go.
And you can definitely tell if it's a dog by the colour of its hair.
Good. Well, I'm going to leave it to Cass and Marta to decide today on the battle of the old wives' tales. Who's won? Who's won there?
Well, I'd just like to say that both of these are just ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Mm. But I think I'm going to have to go with Con.
Yes!
What?
Yours is just based on non-science and rubbish. And I like dogs.
This mine was science!
It was a paper.
Two papers!
Three
websites.
Was it on two sides of paper? No, sorry. I like dogs.
Fine, whatever. Play the end thing. I don't care.
Catch 'em all!
New Zeemon!
I'm comfortable with my fingers.
Same here, mate.
Good for you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party. Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Now at TradePoint, 10% off all Leyland Trade 10 and 12 litre paint. See in store for even more deals at our decor rated event. Trade on. TradePoint!
Without preparation, there is no performance.
Well, here we go.
Without support, there is no strength.
Sensational power there.
And without battle,
ooh, that's a big hit.
There is no victory.
And he's over in the corner.
The Aviva Premiership Rugby Final, Saturday the 27th of May, Twickenham. Glory awaits. Be there. PremiershipRugby.com/final.
In Britain, transit means business. Business for... and... or... and at your local Transit Show Live, it means money-saving business. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer between the 13th and 21st of May, take a test drive, and you'll save £500 on selected new Ford commercial vehicles. Ford. Go further.
To qualify for the additional £500 customer saving off the recommended retail price of selected new Ford commercial vehicles, you must test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 13th and 21st of May 2017. Contract between 13th and 21st of May 2017. Register between 13th of May and 31st of December 2017. At participating dealers only. Exclude Ranger XL and XLT models.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's an £81 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
MyGarNeedsA.com.
Oh no, the MOT's due and it needs a service.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit...
MyGarNeedsA.com. Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Major problems in the West Midlands now. The M5 Link Road southbound is closed. Stationary traffic there due to an incident, and that's from the M6 North carriageway. The Link Road from the northbound M5 onto the northbound M6 is also closed there. The A38 Aston Expressway remains closed in both directions after the World War II bomb was found. That's affecting you between the A38 for Dartmouth Circus and the M6 for Junction 6. And due to this, on the M6 at Junction 6, both slip roads are closed in both directions. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
You can talk loads on the internet. I talk to my friends all the time, even like 5 or 7 at once. I can talk to my older brother at uni. I can even talk with people I've never heard of, like BubbleBob77, who wants to hang out. Shall I tell him where I live?
When your kids have questions about the internet, make sure it's you they turn to. Regular chats together will help you keep them safe. For help and advice from O2 and NSPCC, search Share Aware.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Get turned on to all killer, no filler conversation. Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, good.
Great, that's agreed.
Well... Matthew's made the point that seeing an ambulance is pretty lucky if you're bleeding to death. I'm suddenly realising that might be a veiled threat. I'm not... Anyway, thanks very much, Matthew. Good. I'm excited because we've got a new feature here. This is something that our political editor, Cornelius Mendes, has been putting together for us because you might not even know this... but in fact, we're in the middle of an election period. News isn't really talking about it very much. They're more preoccupied with tortoises and that. Oh, sorry, that's Victoria Bourne. We'll have some bonus news in 7 or 8 minutes' time. But first, it's time for some election-based programming here from Talk Radio, your election station.
Election fever!
Ah, snap! It's election time!
Election fever!
Don't worry, Ofcom, I'll keep the balance fine.
Election fever!
Smelling funky now on the campaign bus.
Election fever!
Just kiss the babies and pass the Pro Plus.
Vote hard!
Vote hard. So, Well, here we are. We've got an election on June the 8th, 23 days to go, and 650 constituencies, all of which will be casting their ballots to vote in an MP. Well, it's difficult to make those choices. Cornelius Mendes has set himself the quite ambitious task of trying to bring you a spotlight on each constituency between now and June the 8th. We wish him well with that. 23 days to go and 650. 649 after we bring you this, our first ever election spotlight. And where are we off to today, Cornelius?
It's Carlisle.
Carlisle today. Here's our first ever election spotlight.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
Carlisle. What was first established as a Roman settlement to serve the forts of Hadrian's Wall has now blossomed into a thriving city, the county town of Cumbria, and an important railway town. Home to the main campuses of the University of Cumbria and Brunton Park, the home of Carlisle Football Club. I am Talk Radio's political editor, Cornelius Mendes, and today I'm here to give you a rundown of who you can vote for in this June's general election to ensure that you feel represented in the House of Commons. So put your Cumberland sausage down and delay your visit to the Tully House Museum and Art Gallery as I run through who is running in your constituency.
Ruth Elizabeth Allcroft, candidate for the Labour Party.
Yes, Ruth is a former primary school teacher of 10 years and currently a Labour councillor. Ruth believes that education is the lifeblood of our society. She is also passionate that with an equal society, everyone can benefit.
Fiona Rachel Mills, candidate for the UK Independence Party.
Fiona is the chairman of UKIP Cumbria and a chartered certified accountant. She believes that no one should have to vote tactically in a democracy and that we should have a PR voting system. She believed that the EU never were our friends and she just thinks they wanted our money.
John Stevenson, candidate for the Conservative Party.
John has been sitting in the MP seat for Carlisle since 2010. Before that, he was a solicitor. His keen interest includes business, education and local government. He also once cycled from Carlisle to London raising money for the Eden Valley Hospice.
Peter Thornton, candidate for the Liberal Democrats.
Peter is currently serving as a county councillor. He believes that a hard Brexit will be disastrous for the whole of Cumbria, but especially for Carlisle. He's running as he wants his granddaughter to have a good education, good job prospects and good care when she is elderly. So there we have it. The people of Carlisle, the choice is yours. Head down to your local polling station, whether that be Kingmore Business Centre at the Kingmore Junior School, or a portable cabin in the car park of Gosling Bridge, or any of the others. Just make sure your vote counts. And in the words of Belinda Carlisle, let's make your town heaven on earth.
Heaven is certainly a place on earth, and that place is Carlisle. Thanks very much to our political editor, Cornelius Mendes, for his first election spotlight. There'll be more tomorrow, unless that meeting with Denny goes quite badly. Denny, our boss, of course, a great guy and a wonderful kisser. we'll be talking to him at 4 o'clock today. No?
Yeah, I
think we were talking about Stephen Mulhern earlier.
Yes,
a left-handed presenter. Conversation from you about Stephen Mulhern. And in the Daily Star today, there's a story here saying that Ant and Dec have signed up Scarlett Moffat. She's from Gogglebox, of course.
Yes, yeah, I know.
How do you feel about Scarlett Moffat?
Not too keen, but... To be honest, I don't really... What? Yeah, she is no Stephen
Mulhern.
I'll tell you that for free.
No, that's fair. That's very
true. I didn't watch the I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here show once, and I haven't watched Gogglebots, so I only really know her from Saturday Night Takeaway with Anton Deck.
Right.
And she doesn't play much of a role on it. Stephen Mulhern's much better.
Well, I can tell you they've signed her up for next year's Saturday Night Takeaway.
Okay, is there any update on Mulhern?
Funnily enough, I think he's going to be available.
You know what?
Yeah, go on.
You know what? I'm calling this now, Stephen Mulhern Saturday Night Takeaway.
Oh, I think
that's what it should be.
But I'm telling you, he's being groomed for that role.
Good.
I hope he can deliver on it. I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying I hope he can.
I'm happy to be his deck to
Burning
Stephen and Con. Yeah, the new Anton deck. If yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'm just excited that Saturday Night Takeaway is coming back because I had a feeling like it was the last one. Do you know what I mean? There was an air of finality to it.
Yes.
Like, they work so hard, Anton Deck. I talked to a guy he worked at ITV, and he told me once that he said they'd done a routine one year on a Saturday Night Takeaway, their end of the show, that set piece they do at the end of the show. And it was brilliant. And it was a thing with a piano. They were playing a piano thing. And he said, do you know how long they spent rehearsing, like learning that routine before they actually did it? And I said, no, obviously. And he said, 6 months.
Really?
They spent 6 months learning that one routine.
I think pays off, though, because that's one of the best TV shows on television. It's so good.
It's so well put together. And, you know, kudos to the production staff as well. I think there's some brilliant ideas that they throw in there. But I think Anton Deck, consummate. And I think it's really, 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 really hard to come anywhere near them. I think, and they work hard. They put the effort in.
And the fact that Stephen Mulhern does just goes to show what
1,000%
professional he is.
Lord Sugar. Good. Let's catch up with the latest news headlines from Victoria Bourne.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn is promising to nationalise England's water companies, expand free childcare if he becomes Prime Minister. He's made a speech in Bradford to announce the party's general election manifesto.
We're ruling out rises in VAT and national insurance and on income tax for all but 5% of the highest earners.
When it comes to Brexit, a Labour government wouldn't accept leaving the EU without a new trade deal. Water UK says the plans for its sector don't do justice to the £130 billion worth of investment since it was privatised. The lawyer representing the family of one of Ian Brady's victims say they fear the opportunity to find his body has been lost forever. The Moors murderer died in hospital yesterday at the age of 79 without revealing where 12-year-old Keith Bennett is buried. The US president has contradicted the Kremlin and admitted to sharing information about potential terrorism and airline safety with the Russian foreign minister. Moscow had denied US media reports that he'd shared info, but Donald Trump has tweeted he did and has the absolute right to. A security firm claims there's strong evidence in North Korea Link Group was behind Friday's global cyber attack. South Korean antivirus firm says the code used shares many similarities with previous hacks attributed to hackers called Lazarus. And Zac Efron is set to play notorious serial killer Ted Bundy in a new film. The biopic, called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile, will be told from the point of view of Bundy's longtime girlfriend. He confessed to 30 murders across 7 states in the US in the 70s. The weather, cloudy with spells of rain turning heavier, more persistent and widespread across much of England and Wales. Drier and very mild in the southeast with lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow, further rain likely across central and southeastern parts, which will be humid. Sunshine and showers in the northwest, warm with highs of 21. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria.
It's okay.
Well, this is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's that point of the day where we have our bonus news with Victoria Bourne, because she does slightly shorter bulletins now. Some people have said it's to do with international financial situations, but it isn't really. I can't be bothered. Look, basically you do some bonus news at this time every day. Yeah. It's animal, vegetable, mineral. Animal today, your favourite. Which is good.
Yes.
Shall we kick this off?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here's the jingle.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Now, before you start,
yeah,
I just want to say thanks to Chris Lamb, who sent me 3 different durations of this music.
Oh, that's so
because
nice.
Because he noticed that I was struggling with you.
Yeah, you were.
With this music bed.
It was really annoying.
Yeah. So many thanks to Chris Lamb, who took the trouble to email jake.yap@talkradio.co.uk with three different versions of this.
Thank you.
Isn't that nice?
That's so nice. And also his name ties in with today's theme, animal news.
Here we go then.
So thank you. Anyway, remember the albino orangutan from last week?
How could I possibly forgot?
Well, she's been named.
I don't think I was on. I wasn't on.
You
that
weren't
day.
On. No.
But I was listening, obviously.
Clearly. So, thousands of suggestions were sent in. And do you want to know what she's been called?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Yeah, go on.
Thanks for being enthusiastic. Yeah. Marta, drum roll, please. Alba.
Alba the albino.
Yes.
Isn't that a bit offensive?
Well, it kind of is a bit,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, I've got the meanings of it here. So okay. The Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation, who are looking after her, say the name means white in Latin. So maybe that's where albino comes from. And it means dawn in Spanish. And it hopes that Alba's going to be an ambassador for the critically endangered species.
I think they should have just called her No.
That's really horrible. Jake,
it's from albino.
Jake, what? She was rescued from captivity in a village where they'd like kept her in a tiny cage in the sunlight in Indonesia, and she was rescued last month. So,
well, that's great. That's great news.
Yeah, we don't want to call her No. She's called Alba.
Just No.
No.
Okay. No. Well,
oh, you're getting on board with it.
It's a catchy name. It's a very catchy name.
It's not a name. It's just what I'm saying to you, Jake.
Fine.
Next, a school in Dorset has had to cancel their sports day because of rabbits. Rabbits.
I've got a bit of a thing about rabbits.
I don't want to hear about that.
I love rabbits.
So pupils at Cranbourne Middle School are even banned from playing in a field because some have been injured by tripping up on rabbit holes.
Oh.
So
I mean,
this year, there have been more bunnies than normal because they've been at it, like rabbits. And if you want to see a rabbit in a field with some tape
at
across...
It.
No, not at it. You can on my Twitter page.
Hot.
Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. There's also a picture of Alba the orangutan.
No.
And this leads me on...
No, the orangutan.
And this leads me on nicely to the next story, because there's a picture of that too.
Oh.
So, a pet
so
owner...
So much to see and do at Victoria_Bourne.
There is.
B-O-U-R-N-E.
Or you could search... hashtag animal news.
Oh. Or you could just like go out.
What?
Talk to someone.
You're off message.
Carry on.
A pet owner has had to post a note on their front door to explain their dog's unusual behaviour.
My mum had to do that with me.
So before we got onto that, Huckleberry, the golden retriever, likes to sit on the roof. And apparently concerned neighbours and people passing by kept bothering the family in Texas because they kept seeing Huckleberry on the roof. And they were worried that he couldn't get down. And they thought he was stuck. But the family are like, no, he's fine. He just jumps up there. And we only let him on the roof when somebody's home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fine. So there's also a picture of the note they put on the door on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne.
Thank you for putting all of that together. I was going to do a really awful pun about, you know, where do you want to go today? Roof. It's really awful, isn't it?
He's got his own hashtag, actually. It's Huck the Roof Dog.
Huck the Roof Dog.
Yeah. So there you go.
Did you hashtag your bulletin?
Yes.
Of course you did. You're working the social media like a fiend.
Yeah, just like somebody tweeted me earlier saying.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's why I do bonus news.
How many followers are you up to? I'm guessing you know.
1,630.
Top of your head guess.
I think so.
Guesstimate.
But this
1,629.
I've had a few hundred from bonus news.
No, really?
Yeah.
So well,
hence why I continue
news.
To do the plugs.
I want to do bonus news.
Why don't you just keep on presenting? Surely that gets you more.
You've got enough Twitter followers.
How many have you got, Jake?
Over 40.
10,000.
That's a lot.
Over 10,000.
Victoria, you got 1,600.
That's
what
that.
She said.
Oh, okay.
And 30.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
29.
Probably. I do tend to lose a few, gain a few every day.
I'm not going to be happy. And I don't really mind about this, but the day Victoria overtakes me is the one person I don't want.
How many have you got?
I've got 2,042.
Oh, if any of that's a reason for people to follow Victoria_Bournespell, B-O-U-R-N-E, that is it. Let's make Cornelius miserable.
I'm going to put an end to this silly trawling for followers on social media, or my name ain't at Jake Yap. That's J-A-K-E-Y-A. PP. Thanks very much indeed, Victoria. Of course, you're sort of now, it's sort of like you freewheeled down a hill and now the pedalling begins again because animal news is your favourite and tomorrow it's going to be vegetable.
Yeah.
You don't like your vegetables,
do you? I mean, it's okay. It's just never quite as interesting, is it?
No, I reckon it's have you ever heard of the second best.
Actually, we've done the most news specials on vegetable. We've done three of them, I think, now.
Have you ever heard of the Vegetable Orchestra? They might be worth.
Yes.
Of course you have. You do vegetable news.
Yeah, I have. And I, at one point, I was thinking I might go to the effort of actually trying to interview them, and then I didn't try.
Right. So a thought flitted across your brain and then went away.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have more on that in half an hour's time. Thank you very much indeed, Victoria.
It's okay.
I'm sure John is on the mend, so, you know, thanks
very
much.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
have you heard something?
I should think there's some part of him, like with the temperature of 102, he's probably crawling out of his bed and up the street to get to the studio for tomorrow, having heard the output over the last couple of days.
It's very self-deprecating.
Well, you know, I'm not much good at self-deprecation. You know, I try, but I never thank you very much indeed, Victoria.
Okay.
Coming up after the break, we've got Toppling Juncture. It is the show that everyone's talking about. It's based on those 2p coin fall things. And I don't know why no one's thought of tying that up with a quiz before. But we do it right here on At Talk Radio. It's perfect for sort of, I don't know, 3-ish, 4 in the afternoon. I wonder if there could be a TV spin-off from this. Toppling Juncture is coming up after the break. I kind of want to stay around for the climax. We've got 15 seconds of this left. Here it is.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. At More Than, we've learned that understanding your pet is tricky. For example, actually means I've dug some holes in the lawn for you. You're welcome. It's even harder to understand them when they're sick. So More Than Pet Insurance comes with Vetphone, a 24/7 free-to-call health advice line. Plus, new customers get 25% off online now. We do more than.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the cup final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
MyGarnita.com.
Oh no, the MOT's due and it needs a service.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
MyGarnita.com. Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's an £81 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Major problems in the Midlands now. In Warwickshire, the M6 is closed. Station traffic from Junction 4 from Coles Hill all the way up to Junction 7 for Great Barr. It is closed in both directions, and that's to help with the detonation of this World War II bomb that was found in Aston. And the M5 Link Road Southbound is closed. Station traffic there, that's due to an incident from the M6 North carriageway. You can't get off the M6 heading south for the M5, and you can't get off the M5 heading south for the M6. I'm Sammy Jo Lowe.
You can talk loads on the internet. I talk to my friends all the time, even like 5 or 7 at once. I can talk to my older brother at uni. I can even talk with people I've never heard of, like BubbleBob77, who wants to hang out. Should I tell him where I live?
When your kids have questions about the internet, make sure it's you they turn to. Regular chats together will help you keep them safe. For help and advice from O2 and NSPCC, search Share Aware.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap, in for John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed, we will. Well, we're racing to a climax here on the John Holmes Show. With Jake Yap, just looking after things. Sam Delaney will be here from 4. And do we have a quiz for you? Do we have a quiz now? Okay, yeah, we even more or less have a quiz for you. It's time for everyone's favourite... game show based on the 2p slot machines where the coins fall down, go over the slidey draw thing and then fall down again and then hopefully some coins come out the bottom. Or you walk away and then that guy goes over there and then they fall down and you're like, well, those are my coins. By rights, those are my coins. And he's got one of those grubby Marge tubs filled with 2p's. And you don't feel like you can go over there and say, look, can I have those 2p's? Please, can I have those 2p's back? Because, you know, to be fair... And then, you know, someone's trying to put a 10p in the thing and it gets... Anyway, you understand what I'm saying. It's time. It's time. For Toppling Juncture. And today, playing Toppling Juncture, it's Luke and Barnett. Hello, Luke.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for playing Toppling Juncture with us. What do you do for a living?
I am currently studying for building surveying, but I'm actually a costs lawyer.
A costs lawyer?
That is correct.
What sort of costs? What's a costs lawyer?
Do you know those irritating adverts, injury lawyers for you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. We deal with those sort of stuff. So, you probably won't like me much.
No, we like you. I'm just pathetically grateful you're here. I've got an idea for you, like niche market, right? No one's thought of this. Lego injury lawyers for you. Have you Lego. Accidentally walked over some Lego barefoot? We can help. What do you think?
I think Lego has enough lawyers and enough of a legal department for you probably not to be very successful with that one.
I'm not going to say anything. Good. Love Lego. Right. Well, here's how the game plays. It's a multiple choice quiz, topical questions. So fresh, these topical questions. And you answer, and every time you answer, it gives you a coin to drop into our non-existent toppling juncture, toppling machine. And who knows what could happen next. Almost nothing. So if you're ready,
sure, no worries.
Let's play the quiz. Okay, question one. Who has been accused of sharing intelligence with Russia? Is it A, Donald Trump, B, James Comey, or C, David Beckham?
Oh, I'd like to say David Beckham, but I think it's probably A.
If there was any intelligence to share... That's what a cruel person would say. I'm not saying that. You're going with A, Donald Trump?
I am.
Let's find out if you're right. You are right. You are right. Now... Take a look at the toppling juncture toppling machine and decide whether you think shoot 1, 2, or 3 would be a good one to drop your first coin down.
Oh, shoot 2.
It's got to be shoot 2. Exact. Can we light up shoot number 2? Thank you. And make sure you time it right with the draw going in and out with the coins on, because you don't want it to land on top of the other coins and it'll stack up. And when you're ready, just say release the coin.
Release the coin.
There it is. Oh, it's down. It's, yes, and... On to the next level. But will a coin... Yeah!
clap, clap.
Well done. A coin has dropped.
Wonderful.
It's good. It's a great day. It's a great day. Time for question number two. Which South Pacific island has, as reported today, the most amount of litter washed up on its beach? Is it A, Henderson Island, B, the Isle of Man, or C, Fiji?
I think it is A, Henderson.
Let's find out if you're right. You are right! It is Henderson Island. And, well, have a look. Are you going to go with number two again?
I thought I'd go with two again. It's been lucky so far.
Okay, okay. Well, let's light up shoot number two, please. And whenever you're ready, release the coin.
Release the coin.
There we go. Never mind.
Bad
what's
luck.
Nice?
Oh. Yeah, clip clap.
Oh. You see, you've got a nice stack there. They're right on the lip now. Good. Don't know what I'm saying. Good. Next question. What film won Best British Film at the BAFTAs 2017? Was it I, Daniel Blake? B, American... No, I'm sorry. Was it A, I, Daniel Blake? B, American Honey? Or C, Denial?
I'm just going to go with A, because A seems to be right.
You're good on the soft skills there, spotting a pattern. Well, let's find out if you're right there. You are
wow.
right! Okay.
Bring in your A game.
Got the measure of you now. Yeah. Very good. Well done. And which shoot would you like to drop into this? I feel
number
like...
Number two.
Number two again. A little bit thin on the ground. A little bit thin on the ground. We'll have a look, though. Can we light up shoot number two again, please? And whenever you're ready.
Let's go.
Okay, here it goes. Cornelius.
Yeah?
The cow is still in there.
Yeah. You wanted the cow in there.
No, though. I didn't. I said not
you said
the cow.
Put the cow
I said,
in.
Don't, I know. I said get the cow out.
Oh,
can we have a meet?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. There was a cow in there and I think it's blocked the thing.
Oh,
so.
My God. You have to be clearer.
Okay. Next question.
No coin.
No coin. No. Nothing. What has caused a build-up of traffic around Birmingham? Is it A, a beached whale? C, stray dogs?
I'm really tired.
Come on.
Or F, an unexploded bomb?
I'm going to go with stray dogs.
Stray dogs. Let's see if you're right.
No.
I'm afraid you're wrong there.
The bomb,
I'm afraid
wasn't
you're
it?
Right. It was the unexploded bomb. God bless you. Okay, well, nothing there then. Let's have another question. UK inflation has hit its highest rate since September 2013. What is the current rate? Is it A, 13.4%, B, 6.9%, or C, 2.7%?
Let's go with B.
B. Which was 6.9%.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, let's find out if you're right. I'm afraid you're not right. You're not right. You're having a bad run of it. Are you just being sweet to try and build up the jeopardy or something? Luke, you're better than this. Okay. A new study by Music Week magazine shows it now takes an average of 4.53 writers to create a hit single. Good Lord. I didn't know that. How many writers famously wrote Bruno Mars' hit Uptown Funk? Was it...
Oh, my goodness.
Was it 4, 8, or 13?
You know what? Because considering I don't like Bruno Mars much, let's go with 13.
13? How confident are you about this answer?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, well, let's find out if you're right.
You're
yes!
Right!
Oh, wow. Well done!
You got it!
Well done. That gives you a coin to drop into our Toppling Juncture coin fall machine. And which shoot are you going to go for?
Shoot three.
Shoot number three. Okay, well, I hope this works out for you. Bucking your own trend there.
Hopefully it won't hit the cow, yeah.
Yeah, I think, well, we got the cow out, but, I mean, it's carnage in there, and some of the coins are now sticking. Right, can we light up chute number three, please? And whenever you're ready.
Let's go.
Scat singer in there now.
Yeah.
You can't have people scatting in the middle of a game show.
What was I supposed to replace a cow with?
Oh, unbelievable. Ah, well, what an anticlimax. That was the final question, Luke, and it looks like...
Click clap!
Well done, Luke.
Click clap, sing.
You ended on such a high.
Sing, Luke.
Here we go.
Click clap.
Sing.
Click clap.
They never
click,
sing.
Clap.
Yeah. Click clap, yay!
They never seem to get that bit.
Luke, thanks so much.
No worries.
Really appreciate you playing with us today. Obviously, you win nothing but our gratitude. Which
not
is,
a problem, guys.
In itself, fairly worthless now as we spread it around quite a lot.
Oh, no, it's lovely.
Oh, bless you. Well, have a great day, Luke, and thanks for playing.
Thank you.
If you'd like to play Toppling Juncture, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
No, not yet. I mean, no, if you'd like to... No, you can always email jake.yap@talkradio.co.uk and the next time we play it, maybe
we'll have you on speed dial.
We'll have you on speed dial. You'll be our first port of call. That's more or less it from me for today. Is there any update on John Holmes? How's he doing?
I don't know. I haven't spoken... Actually, I have spoken to him this morning. Today, he told me that he felt like a swear word.
Okay, well, which one does he feel like?
The one that many people, due to the weather, have sticky of today.
Sorry, that's the sound of my water falling back out of my mouth into the glass. Stick... Armpits isn't a swear word.
Anyway.
It is in some cultures. hi, everyone.
What cultures? I want to go to those cultures.
Yeah, Middle England, certain villages won't have it said.
There you go.
Well, the Thai king isn't keen on armpits, is he?
No.
No, he's not so keen on it. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi. I've got a good show to talk about.
Yeah, you've got an amazing show.
I've got Alexander O'Neill, who I interviewed last week here at Talk Radio, and we're running the interview today.
I saw him outside. I was recording like a really mad piece out on the green just opposite.
Yeah.
And he was there, and I had to do shouting and stuff, and he was kind of looking at me like, who's that?
He's a great bloke, very down to earth, really interesting. Obviously we talked about his career in music. He had some great anecdotes about Prince, who first signed him as a recording artist when he was very young.
Yeah.
But also had a load to say about American politics, Trump, Obama, some surprising and controversial things. So it's a long interview in the second hour of the show. It will run over two slots, so that'll be starting at around 20 past five. That's fun. We're also, our wonderful producer Hannah managed to track down this guy who was in the papers this morning, who was abandoned by his family 60 years ago in a cinema. I don't know whether you saw that story. And through some DNA detective work, he's finally been reunited after 60 years. They left him when he was a baby in a cinema.
You're kidding.
And we're going to speak to him.
What?
Yeah, we've tracked him down and we're going to have a chat with him about his amazing journey. That's exciting, isn't it?
You've got like a... Yeah.
You've got a proper... Like it's proper a solid serious. Show. It's a solid
we
show.
We did a knockoff of Tipping Point.
Yeah, well, you know, that's us on other days there, but for the grace of God,
Yeah.
Put a load of monkeys in front of typewriters, they'll come up with Shakespeare, etc. Well, today's that day.
Well, we had some Guy Ritchie Shakespeare earlier, which was pretty special.
Oh, good. So I'll listen again.
Yeah,
using
always.
The website's Listen the Again app. Facility. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really great. I can't mention it enough. Sam Dillon is going to be a very compelling listen. Thank you it very is. Much. He's going to be here after the 4 o'clock news, which is coming directly. That's it from me for today. All being well, John will be with you tomorrow. But in the meantime, thanks Victoria Bourne, who I never thank at the end of the show, and she always gets cross about it. Thanks Jake. Thanks Marta. Thanks Cass. Thanks very much to Cornelius Mendes, who learned a lot about himself.
Yourself.
He learned a lot. That's Jake the work experience, Jake. thanks, Cornelius. Nice deflection, because we learned a lot about you, and you learned a lot about yourself, I think, in today's show. Something
always
to
thank yourself as well, Jake.
And you know what?
You should thank yourself.
Thanks, myself. Could do better. See me. Great. Okay, that's it from me. Have a great day. Sam Delaney's up next. Bye.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
All the latest election news as soon as it breaks on the station that's going to the country.
The British Open Democratic Process.
Talk Radio.